free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, September the 3rd, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Well, after a seven-year delay, a court has ruled that the NSA phone snooping is, wait for it, illegal. Are you kidding me? Have they noticed that James Clapper also committed perjury? He lied to Congress under oath and to the American people, and he did it just a couple of months. Unfortunately for him, it was very embarrassing, that Ed Snowden's documents came out, documenting probably, James Clapper's probably got the best documented lie of all time, and yet he was nobody ever talked about coming after him for perjury, except for moi. I didn't see anybody in Washington talking about it. Maybe some other radio hosts were, but nobody said, come after this guy for perjury. And now they've said it's illegal. Guess what? We knew it was illegal. William Binney and others, Thomas Drake as well, I think it's Thomas Drake and Wearby, many others, the NSA whistleblowers, all knew that it was illegal. They blew the whistle on it right after 9/11. So this thing doesn't go back 7 years. It goes back 20 years. Just like this COVID situation. And we had the Model State Health Emergency Powers Act written just before they pulled off 9/11. And then they pushed it out to everybody right after 9/11 to use that fear. And now, 20 years later, as I've pointed out many times, after they have on an annual basis held simulations where they hammer the bureaucrats and others with simulations, news reports, and so forth. Oh, no, you can't do any half measures. See, everybody died because you weren't draconian enough, because you didn't rush a vaccine without any precautions whatsoever. That's always been the bottom line. And so we've told you exactly what's going on. That's why when all of this stuff began, we knew exactly where this was going. They've been watching Dark Winter, Dark Winter 2, and all these other ones. Not just Event 201. There's been 20 of these simulations. And we also knew that this was a fraud. We also knew that it was exactly what had been done in China, that everything that they propose in reaction to this is something that they already proposed in reaction to so-called global warming. But it is interesting, isn't it? But now, is anybody going to go to jail? Is anyone going to be charged about this? Of course not. Of course not. And, you know, we've had these people like Hayden, who was head of the NSA, head of the CIA and so forth. They said, shame on Ron Wyden. He knew that they were spying on everybody. He should have never put him in that kind of position. See, it was Ron Wyden's fault for doing that. And, you know, people criticize me for criticizing Republicans on social media. I go, you just trust the plan. You think that Biden is any better? No, I don't think Biden's any better. Biden is probably worse. People know that Biden is worse, though. That's the point. They don't know that Trump is worse. And if Trump isn't worse, if he isn't betraying us, he ought to listen to us. It's in his best interest as well as ours to stop this lockdown, to stop an election that nobody believes is going to be a real result, that everybody will be fighting in the streets about, unless they actually want that. If this happens, it's because the Republicans want it as badly as the Democrats. Don't you ever forget that. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. What's going on with masks, mandates, vaccines, and homelessness, and the CDC taking even more powers over your God-given rights. We'll be right back.
I'm not going to lie to you. I want to stay in the fight against Soros and Hillary and the New World Order. And the only way I do is if you buy a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com. You got to sell a lot of vitamins and a lot of minerals and a lot of fish oil and a lot of t-shirts and a lot of water filters to fund an operation in the face of the globalists and all the DNC lawsuits. But they're so close to losing right now. Plus, I go out, just like with Info, and I bring you the very best items, the very best products that I personally use and I love. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, check out the products, get some today, share them with friends, review them, and know that you cannot lose because you're fighting the Info War that's fighting the globalists. Plus, these are great products. But I want to thank you for keeping me in the game. I want to thank you for funding our operation. So continue to spread the word and fund InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. And I salute you once again, once again, once again, once again.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, September 3rd, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It is day 171. 171 days. These people have locked us down with executive orders, guidelines, and recommendations from now all-powerful health bureaucrats, unelected, unaccountable to you. And they're ramping things up. They're ramping things up. As a matter of fact, you know where this is headed. We all know where this is headed. Headed to a vaccine. And here's some interesting footage that basically is at the juncture of what is going on in terms of the looting from above and the fear and psychological warfare being conducted on us by Fauci and the White House and the governor's mansions, Democrat and Republican, and the riots on the streets. As I pointed out many times, you've probably got more people dying of gunshot wounds in Chicago now again than you do from anything related even remotely to COVID-19. And it's escalated in New York as well. And so some footage surfaced of some New York cops saving a man's life after he was shot in the Bronx. Now, people are not grateful that the police are saving his life here. What they're upset about. Look at this. You know, they got the guy's face blurred out. But those cops, those horrible cops, are not wearing masks as you got one of them frantically ripping the guy's shirt off and trying to administer first aid to him. And he's not wearing a mask. These are people, these are people who have absolutely no idea of risk. It's absolutely incredible. And not only that, but we're seeing these articles being put out, and of course, it's now reached a psychological fever pitch because we have a study coming out. This is a study now suggesting, according to The Times, and I guess that is the London Times. They're the only ones that don't put anything in front of their name. We had some British friends over here. And they said The Times. Wait, talk about that. There's only one Times. Anyway, The Times. They said researchers from Brazil found that individuals who ignore rules on wearing face masks are more likely to be sociopaths. And I would just remind you that this is exactly what Scott Adams, freedom-loving, Trump-supporting Scott Adams Dilbert guy said, right? He put out on Twitter, And listen to the date. This is April the 11th. We hadn't even been locked down for a month yet. And Scott Adams said, it's getting harder and harder to tell these freedom lovers from sociopaths. April 11th. I saw that. Made me so mad. I'm still mad. And we're still locked down. I replied, I said, it's getting harder and harder to tell you pragmatists from authoritarians, because that's the way authoritarianism always starts. But pragmatism, of course. Give up your liberty and your security for this. Please do that. I said, well, you know, these people who don't want to wear masks, don't want to be dominated by arbitrary orders, they're totally unnecessary, totally unprecedented, as I pointed out. If you go back to the 1950s big flu epidemic, the Hong Kong flu, oh, how racist is that? Call it the Hong Kong flu. Well, that's where it was first identified. 1950s. You wouldn't even, you heard about it. Some people took some precautions, but not really. It had a bit more people died than they claim have died with COVID-19. There was no lockdowns, none of this garbage. 10 years later, in the midst of Woodstock, you had the Asian flu, or maybe it was the other way around. I forget which one was 60s and which one was 50s. Again, more people than have died with this COVID-19, presumably, even if you go with 100% figure instead of the more reasonable 6%. And again, I don't even believe the 6%, because they don't have the test. They didn't have the test at the beginning. They didn't have the test when they were claiming everybody was dying. They didn't have any patients in the hospital either. Funny how that works. Not in the Army Field Hospital, not in the Navy ship there in New York City, not in the hospitals in New York City, but, you know, everybody was dying everywhere. And we had all those morgues that were set up. Remember that? Never used. Had all these, all these propaganda films of them digging ditches in the, in Central Park to do mass burials and everything to scare people. So when we look at this, let me just ask you, you know, are we sociopaths or are we identifying with the founders of this country? You know, the American Revolution was run by, sociopaths, of course. Racist slave owners and sociopaths. No, actually, they were men of good character who feared God, and they valued in politics and in civic life, they valued above everything else, individual liberty. Those are the people who created the society. And, you know, we've had a lot of revolutions throughout history, and I'm not aware of any other revolution where the winners didn't make themselves absolute dictators, except for the American Revolution. Maybe there are some other ones. But to their credit, they did not. And I think it was because they were men of good character, men who feared God, and men who feared and valued individual liberty above the promises of safety, above the promises of security. But now, this time, you and should be very concerned, because as I said, every time we've had a revolution or resetting of society, it has always resulted in a few people dominating everybody else until everybody's had enough of it. And then they have another revolution. That's typically what happens. This time around, we aren't led by men of good character. We don't have anybody pretty much in this country that fears God. They think they're going to live forever. As a matter of fact, these transhumanists, these technocrats who are running this, they don't think that they will answer to God. They think they will become God. They have no fear of you or God. And not only are they corrupt, but technology has amplified and concentrated their power, and that is what you should be afraid of more than anything else, this technocracy that is coming. And this is this mask that's being put on your face, these vaccines that are being prepared for you. This is the beginning and part of the program that these people have had for quite some time. You should fear that. But, you know, who were the people who were, you know, altruistic people? People who have empathy are the ones who want to wear masks. It's like, no, you don't have any empathy. These are the same people who, when they see somebody wearing a MAGA cap, will go off and rip it off their head, get in your face, attack you, right? They're not tolerant. They don't support your choices. They call themselves pro-choice. They call themselves, they say, my body, my choice, but they're not at all. They call themselves anti-fascist, but they in fact are fascist. They are a cult of death, and they hate not only life, but they hate liberty in all forms. And just like these people who are criticizing these New York cops because they weren't wearing masks, they had no empathy for this guy, like the cops did. They had no understanding of the risks. And they have become such hateful little cheerleaders of this tyranny that they would attack them for doing that. Now, de Blasio claims that the real solution is not going to be police. It's not going to be getting control of the shooting deaths. No, the shooting epidemic, says de Blasio, will stop when we have a vaccine. We have a vaccine. Now, did you know that we have a vaccine? Well, you know, maybe that's what we should call it, the vaccine of tyranny. Because these tyrants are going to keep you locked down. They're going to keep you under house arrest, unlike the 50s, where people were just going about their business during that flu season. listening to Jailhouse Rock. They have locked you in your house. Your house has become a jail. But, you know, it really is a vaccine against tyranny, isn't it? It's not going to help you with a COVID-19. But if you take the shot, they won't send the cops around to beat you. As we now have Deborah Birx saying we need to get really aggressive with this mask enforcement. Do you think she's going to say that about the vaccine when that's the thing that's going to save everybody? They're not even saying the masks are going to save you, but they're telling you that the vaccines are going to save you. And so how do you, you know, a vaccine is to prevent something, right? So if you want to prevent the tyranny of these people coming to your house and forcibly vaccinating you, then you take the vaccine against tyranny. It protects you against their tyranny, right?
The Democrats are just going more and more left.
Many positive about socialism, liking it more than capitalism.
Many of the ideas we fought for that were considered radical are now mainstream.
The radical left has taken over the Democratic Party, and Joe Biden is marching in lockstep with them. Biden and the far left are promising to crush middle-class families with trillions in new taxes.
If you elect me, your taxes are going to be raised, not cut.
Promising amnesty and health care for 11 million illegal immigrants.
Citizenship for 11 million undocumented folks.
Promising to shut down energy exploration, killing jobs and hurting America's economy.
I guarantee we're going to end fossil fuel.
In Joe Biden's America, the radical left get whatever they want, and you get to pay for it. They've already taken over Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. Don't let them take over America.
There's a nauseating sense to it. Not a sense of triumph, not a sense of victory. Not a sense of completion, but a sense of sick nausea. That we were right about the world government. We were right about the anti-human plans. We were right about all the horrible things the globalists and their satanic order want to do to us. Now we sit here warning people for decades, trying to get people ready, trying to stop what was coming. But you know what? Revelations and God's word says it's coming, so you can't stop it. And it's in that understanding that we're part of God's larger plan that we come to the point in our own psyche, in our own spirit, in our own will, that we submit to God and realize God's in charge, God has power. And the devil is sent as a tester. And now it's up to us to make the right decision. That's what it's really always been about.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We launched the Everyday Essential Special a week ago. It ends on Monday. That means you've got 4 days to take advantage of it while I'm cutting this ad. 8-pack Power Stack and X2 back in stock. 60% off, free shipping. Heart and Body Combo, Extendawise, Vasobeats, 50% off, free shipping. Survival Soul X2 by itself, back in stock, 50% off, free shipping. Ultimate Fish Roll, back in stock, 30% off, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 and X3 Combo, 50% off. Krill Oil, 17% off, free shipping. Take advantage of these sales and others with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products that changed my life. They've got 98% reviews, all the internet. Check it out for yourselves, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. The only way you lose is not by taking action. And I want to explain that again. Your support of InfoWars has stood in defiance of George Soros, the globalist Hillary, and all these scumbags. So great job. You built what we've done. I salute you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
racing at warp speed to vaccinate us so that we can get out of our jailhouse, your own house, under house arrest. And ABC News is saying that health officials are worrying that the nation is not ready for the COVID-19 vaccine. Well, you got that right. I don't think the COVID-19 vaccine is ready to be injected, frankly. But you have Harris County here in Texas. That's where Houston is. We haven't gotten a lot of information about how this is going to roll out. Tell us what to do. And they said the problem is only about half of Americans say that they would get vaccinated. In South Carolina, they went to some more health centers because, you know, this is who we have to go to now. Fauci has become the person that everybody listens to because President Trump gave him the podium and gave him the power that he does not have and allows him to exercise that. I inherited Fauci, says Trump. No, Trump, you inherited and swore to uphold a constitution. That's what you inherited. We inherited liberty. The American people did. And we're watching it be destroyed. Are you going to do anything about it either? Don't expect Trump's going to do anything about it. Don't expect any of these politicians are going to do anything about it. What are you going to do about it? That's really the issue. In South Carolina, health officials said, quote, the message that's coming out is not a message of trust and confidence in medical or scientific evidence. That's right. You haven't done anything to earn our trust. You have lied. You have flip-flopped on every one of these pronouncements, these medical experts. How is it that a medical expert can give you completely different recommendations within less than a month if they knew what they were doing? And why is it that they never recommended any of this stuff, even with Ebola? Why? Yeah, inquiring minds want to know. The U.S. has committed more than $10 billion to develop new coronavirus vaccines, but hasn't allocated money specifically for distributing and administering the vaccines. And that's a big problem for them. An even bigger problem for them is the lack of propaganda. Even though, if you ever go to YouTube, and I don't do it too often anymore, but when I do go, I get hit with all kinds of propaganda. It's either pushing vaccines or pushing Black Lives Matter on me. I'm just sick of that. I'm sick of the propaganda that YouTube has become. What a piece of trash that is. A government psyop. And they've depended pretty much on, for propaganda, they've depended on the tech censors like Google and YouTube and the social media people. But they're going to have to step up their game because people still aren't buying it. This is so patently, obviously wrong that I think even a lot of the mask wearers are going to be concerned about this because, you know, we have they're going to have a lot of work to do, but they're working on it. We'll tell you what they're doing. Federally funded vaccines for children program immunizes 40 million children each year, they say. ABC saying this is the plan. In 2009 and 2010, the CDC scaled up to vaccinate 81 million people against the swine flu. But we didn't lock down everybody. And, you know, as we had Fauci rush that out, we've had now a lot of people who have been damaged for life, narcolepsy and some other things. That's a very serious disease if you suffer from that. Very serious side effects. But that's still rolling its way through the courts now after 10 years, the vaccine court, if you will. Last winter, the country distributed 175 million vaccines for seasonal flu, and that wasn't enough. See, this is why it was pretty obvious what these guys were doing. Every year they lie about the flu. Every year they tell doctors and hospitals, we don't have the time to test this stuff. Just assume they've got it, and then we'll add it to the numbers here. And tell everybody they got to take the vaccine, okay? Get it at your, get it at the drugstore. You can get it at the gas station. Everybody's got the vaccine. There's no reason you shouldn't have a vaccine. Everybody should be taking this, right? And so they push, push, push. People say, no thanks. A lot of people realize that their neighbors who got the flu vaccine immediately got sick with the flu. They realize that same thing happened to them. And people start talking. So now we got a new approach this year. We're going to mandate it. We're going to rush out a new novel. They got a novel approach to propaganda. So for the U.S. to reach herd immunity, most experts say, they won't even say experts. They say most experts. Oh, they're experts. Well, you know they're experts because Mainstream media tells you they're experts. The nation would likely need to vaccinate roughly 70% of Americans. Now, how do the experts know this? Because, see, the experts haven't run any tests. They don't know how effective this is going to be. And remember, according to the NIH, there's a difference between efficacy, effectiveness, and immunogenicity. They look at the immunogenicity and they say, well, this looks like it's producing the kind of antibodies that we think it should. Okay, so that's good. All right, so we're going to give this to everybody, but we're not going to know for a couple of years until we do an epidemiological study if it is effective. And we'll have to have a big group of people that we vaccinate, watch them closely, another big group of people that we don't vaccinate, watch them closely. Then we'll make a determination after 2 years, they're saying, whether or not COVID-19 vaccine is going to be effective. But they can never say that it has efficacy. Because if they were to say that it had efficacy, like you do for a therapeutic, that means that they would have to have two groups in a double-blind study. That means even the people administering the vaccine would not know who's getting it and who's getting a placebo. And then they would promptly take these people out and expose them to Ebola or to the other thing that's even more deadly, you know, than Ebola, and that's COVID-19. Well, you can't expose them to COVID-19 because that's going to kill everybody, right? So they don't do a challenge test. And it's never, you can never talk about the efficacy of it. So how do these experts know? Well, we're going to have about 70% of the people vaccinated. And we're going to have them vaccinated twice, 1 month apart. Oh, really? How do you know all of this stuff, experts? Please explain it to me. Show me the numbers, right? Show me the data. Show me the data. Not a parade of white coats, because that's what they've been doing all along, as you see. This is from the very beginning. Remember when they did this in California? I said, look at this. Look at this shameful, ridiculous propaganda. They get a parade of people dressed in white coats. Are they doctors? I don't know. Why don't you put that special medal that the Wizard of Oz gave you at the end of the movie around your neck when you come out there, too, so we know what your degree is in? I mean, is it, do you have courage? A heart? A brain? What is it that you got? By the powers invested in me, e pluribus unum. Unum. Anyway, so this is the problem that they're grappling with. You know, they are talking to UPS Medical, saying, are we going to have your help to get this out? Because, you know, UPS has got a special division that handles medical supplies that have to be gotten out very quickly. And they said, and then, not only that, you know, we got the military there, we got UPS, and the military is what you need to be concerned about. I'm not sure that's going to be benign. Are you? Anyway, they're going to recruit all kinds of health professionals to administer the shots because they're going to have to give so many shots so quickly to so many people. So they're going to get nursing students, medical students, veterinarians. Get your ear tag right here. The veterinarians will be applying the ear tags as you go through the stalls and the then right into the showers after that.
Going back more than 20 years ago, I coined the term the false left-right paradigm from reading the books by Carol Quigley, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and others, how they described powerful institutions and foundations' successful takeover of the left parties and right parties in Europe and the United States. It didn't mean that those parties didn't have differences before. They were able to get control of the leadership of both and manipulate the public with the illusion of change and the illusion of a fight going on like WWF wrestling or something. With Trump and with our populist movement taking over the Republicans, this is a real populist movement. Doesn't mean it's perfect. And you know it's real because the Democrats, the power structure, the Chi-Coms, and the entire old Republican leadership have all endorsed Joe Biden. That's why I'm supporting Trump. It's about Americanism, not globalism. It's about ending the one-sided trade deals. It's about defending our borders. It's about defending the right to the Second Amendment and pro-life. And Trump's doing all of that. This is a maximum alert, a maximum alert. As of taping this alert, you're 82 days out from the election. As many of you know, in the last year, I've pointed out statements out of the Council on Foreign Relations and other globalist organs that they know Trump is going to win in a landslide. So their strategy will be to contest the election if they fail to successfully steal it. then. They are openly now war gaming. This is in the New York Times, having Democrat states and cities secede from the union, just like they've ignored Trump's policies on coronavirus and kept their areas locked down. That is nothing but a dress rehearsal. They are saying they're going to have their own separate inauguration, not in D.C. They said in another city. Pelosi has said this when they crown Biden and Kamala Harris. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the organized civil war. This is their public criminal plan. We should be praying. We should be spreading the word. We should be demanding Trump go on the offense to expose this criminal activity. It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and Androids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com. I'm not going to lie to you. I want to stay in the fight against Soros and Hillary and the New World Order. And the only way I do is if you buy a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com. You got to sell a lot of vitamins and a lot of minerals and a lot of fish oil and a lot of t-shirts and a lot of water filters to fund an operation in the face of the globalists and all the DNC lawsuits. But they're so close to losing right now. Plus, I go out, just like with Info, and I bring you the very best items, the very best products that I personally use and I love. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, check out the products, get some today, share them with friends, review them, and know that you cannot lose because you're fighting the Info War that's fighting the globalists. Plus, these are great products. But I want to thank you for keeping me in the game. I want to thank you for funding our operation. So continue to spread the word and fund InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. And I salute you once again, once again, once again, once again, once again. Once again.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Mainstream propaganda. This is the David Knight Show.
All right, so we have several candidates for vaccines after dumping billions of dollars in each of these. And they're already manufacturing these things. And they already know that you got to have 70% of the population in order to get herd immunity. Except they don't know that this thing's going to give immunity, let alone lasting immunity. They're telling people you got to take the shot twice within a month, 1 month apart. You know, shot one and shot two. Thing one, thing two. Shrink you and turn your hair funny colors. But no, they have absolutely no idea about its efficacy. Well, like I said, you can't talk about efficacy with a vaccine. They don't know if it's going to be effective, and they won't know that for 2 years. They can look at immunogenicity. And nevertheless, you can't have herd immunity if you don't have immunity. And they've seen this with measles. They've seen it with a flu shot. Why do you have to get the flu shot every year? Well, because it never works. It never works. And this will never work. And they will use this as a hammer over your head to justify their tyranny about anything and everything. The CDC is now telling people what they can do with their private property in terms of evictions and landlords and so forth. Two crimes rather than admitting to the original crime. See, it's just human nature. If somebody commits a serious crime, they'll commit another serious crime to cover up that crime. And on and on. Oh, you saw me kill that person? Well, I'm going to kill you as well now. And that's what these people are doing. That's what the CDC is doing. They don't have to worry about people being evicted from their homes if they let people go back to work. If they wouldn't take away people's small businesses that they've spent decades of their lives pouring their dreams and their labor and their money into. And you've taken that away. You Republicans and Democrats, from the White House down to the State House to the local public health inspector. Have you had enough? I'm absolutely disgusted with this stuff. And we're now 171 days into this that I've been keeping count. I was disgusted with what was going on in China and Italy, exposing the fraud about that before it happened. I just don't understand how we get to this point, how this is still continuing. But they're going on their merry way. We have Vice President Pence claiming that the coronavirus vaccine will arrive soon. He said that at the RNC. As a matter of fact, at the Republican National Convention, and this is why I'm focusing so much on the Republicans, because you think they're your saviors? Boy, you really have been controlled, haven't you, if you think that. At the RNC last week, you had Trump, Pence, Ivanka, Trump, all touting the Warp Speed program. See, they saved us. The lockdown saved us, said the Republicans at the RNC. They saved us. They saved us from having a life where we had to go to work. And they've got more relief checks coming. They got a vaccine program coming. The CDC is going to stop landlords from evicting you if you don't pay them rent through the end of the year, of course, because, you know, it's going to be the vaccine that's going to save us. And, you know, there's nothing else that you need to do because the government's got it taken care of. This is why I say this current crop of Republicans from Trump on down to Abbott and everybody else, they are more radical, more controlling, more anti-constitution, more anti-freedom than any of the Democrats in my childhood or even young adult. I don't know any Democrats. I mean, they privately would talk about this kind of stuff, but they wouldn't dare talk about what the Republicans are doing. They wouldn't even talk about that. And it doesn't take long for every radical idea of AOC or Andrew Yang, like universal basic income or a rent moratorium or whatever else it is. It doesn't take very long for these radical ideas to be put into place by the Republican Party. And then to fight the Democrats over, you know, well, yeah, but not quite as much as you want. I'll tell you what, you know, if you're going to shut down people's businesses and take away their jobs, President Trump, you ought to be fighting with the with Pelosi and these Democrats over giving people more money. You don't want to be like Scrooge when it comes to that, right? But the solution is not to put us to make us a communist system where everything is centrally planned, where nobody has a job except for politicians and the people who work for them. That's not the solution, President Trump. That's not the solution, RNC. That's not the solution, Greg Abbott, Brad Little, all you Republicans. But they're going to rush these things out. In an August 27th letter from Redfield at the CDC, he was asking governors to fast-track permits and licenses for new distribution sites. Oh, we got to have permits and licenses for the people that are going to, you know, give you a drive-by shot. This is drive-by medicine here at warp speed. The normal time required to obtain these permits presents a significant barrier to the success of this urgent public health program, said the letter coming from the CDC. This is how they roll this whole thing out. And you can see for all you people who said, well, it's just guidelines and recommendations. President Trump isn't forcing anything on. It's all coming from the federal government, from the federal bureaucracy, from the CDC, from FEMA, from NIH. It is a globalist plan that these people are implementing. Richard Nixon's war on drugs was not a reaction to a drug problem that we had. It was an implementation of a 10-year-old UN program that has given them the power to militarize the police, to privatize prisons, to lock up more people than we have ever locked up in any country in history. And let me tell you, this is not a reaction. This is a plan. This is pre-planned, just like the war on drugs was pre-planned. All of it. Top CDC officials working on the federal coronavirus response warned that state public health departments are running out of time to draft plans. Well, wait a minute. I just read to you that the people in Houston said, we don't know what to do. Don't worry. Instructions are coming from Washington. And then they'll pretend that they're not the ones doing it because, you know, they still don't want to have any legal challenges. If it were to come out of Washington, then people would raise 10th Amendment challenges. They don't want it to be seen coming out of Washington. So they're creating the rules, CDC, and then in the White House, they're pushing these out to the health directors and telling them what to do. And then they're pretending that this is coming from the local states. This is the way they get around it. The other thing that they'll do, of course, and this is what Deborah Birx is talking about, she urges aggressive face mask enforcement. To every university student out there, if you've done something, it's not so great, not so smart, you've been in a crowd without a mask or something, don't go home to your parents or your grandparents Labor Day weekend. You could spread the virus to them. Stay away from your family. And then she went on to say this. The best enforcement for masks is retail. Retail. I will see people like get out of their car, run up to the gas station, and then they see the sign, no mask, no entry. That kind of constant behavioral reinforcement that we need to have a mask on when we're in public and anywhere. So it's not theoretical. Masks work. No, they don't. But your propaganda does. Your pressure at the retail level does. Except on my wife. She's not going to be stopped by any sign. This is a psychological operation. Constant behavioral reinforcement, she said. And we do it at the retail level. This is an open conspiracy, folks. It is an open conspiracy and a psyop. And I say an open conspiracy because the New England Journal of Medicine wrote a paper. I've read it to you many times. They said, we don't want to do this by laws. We want to have retail spaces and we want to have employers force customers and employees to wear the masks. And we want to have, and they weren't talking about the masks. New England Journal of Medicine was talking about the vaccines. It's the same thing. The same thing. We want to get people vaccinated because they won't be able to shop, won't be able to have a job, won't be able to go to school. But we don't want to do this as a law. And they don't want it to be seen that it's coming from Washington when it is coming from Washington. Because they don't want to have a due process challenge based on the 10th Amendment either. These people are conspirators. They are criminal conspirators. We'll be right back.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalist, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents, like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
They don't want to use executive orders from the president. Why? Because of the 10th Amendment challenges that would come up. They've already prepared Model State Emergency Health Powers Acts where they can let the governors issue the executive orders. And they've trained people for 20 years to do this. Two false flags. This all began with 9/11, before and after 9/11. Two false flags, one plan. One plan. And so they don't even want to have in the state legislature, they don't even want to have at the state level. They don't want to have the legislatures involved in this either. Why? They don't want any debate. No due process, no debate by the state legislatures, because you're going to have state legislators who are not going to go along with this. In every one of the states, we do. So the legislature is not going to meet. They're not going to have a debate, because just like we go to war now, we don't want to have a debate over why we should be going to this war or what victory and termination of the war looks like. No, no, no. Never going to have that again. Not in this America. And so they have gone to war with you. It began with economic sanctions. It's now a siege. And they have gone to war with you without declaration, without law. As a matter of fact, these emergency state health powers acts that they put in, as we've seen in Arizona and Idaho and other places, they have a limit as to how long these health executive orders can last without the legislature coming in. They just conveniently ignore it. The Republican governor in Idaho ignores it, Brad Little. That's why Emmett Bundy and others were there pushing back against that. So what they did was they just shut down the independent journalist. They arrested Emmett Bundy. And you can read all about what they did to him. He was holding out to try to get his due process after they made him suffer in a jail cell that they had turned the air conditioning down on. Concrete cell and taunted him. Say, you do what we tell you to do. Sign this thing or whatever they wanted him to do. We'll give you a blanket like this guy. See, he's got a blanket. You want a blanket? You do what we say. He refused to because he wanted to get before a judge. So after doing that to him all night, the next day they just said, all right, you can go. No, I want to see a judge. No, you can go. That's the way they play games with you. The Republicans in Idaho. Idaho. So as we look at how this is going to roll out, they don't want to do it from the federal level. They don't want challenges but from the 10th Amendment. They don't want to do it with the legislatures because they don't want to debate. And so they do it with executive orders, and then they ignore the law that has a sunset clause on the executive orders. This is undeclared martial law, folks. They have suspended both the federal and state constitutions. And it goes beyond that. They're now openly conspiring. The medical journals, as well as the politicians, are openly conspiring and saying it's more effective, as we've seen with the masks. We can get more done even in a Democrat state. Democrat state, they don't have a problem. They say, well, you're going to wear the mask. That's it. We're going to get violent with you. We're going to steal your money. We're going to lock you in a cage if you don't wear a mask. They don't have a problem with that. And they'll be mandating masks in Democrat states. The way the Republicans will do it, of course, the Republicans will work through their friends in business. Walmart has been more aggressive in terms of pushing out mask mandates than even the Democrat states. And that's what Birx is saying. We can do this through retail, through constant behavioral manipulation. And that's what they're going to do with vaccines. You know that's going to be the case. You want a job? Get a vaccine. You want to shop? Get a vaccine. This is fascism. This is true fascism. This is the merger of corporations and government. That is fascism. The fact that Hitler used the corporations, merged with the corporations. He was totally authoritarian, just like Stalin was. But there were two distinctions between Hitler and Stalin. Stalin appealed to the public in order to try to justify his authoritarianism. He appealed to their sense of international brotherhood. Those are the communists. Hitler appealed to their nationalism. You had Stalin confiscate all the private property and try to run it. Hitler said, that's foolish. I will take the property as the final thing. I will work with these people to get what I want. And then finally, I will take it from them. That's the pattern that our government is taking. That's the pattern that China is taking. That's why the people in Hong Kong don't call them communists. They call them fascists. They understand that. They're not as dumbed down as Americans are. And so here's the issue. You've got Wes Wheeler, president of UPS's healthcare shipping, said in an interview that he had guidance from the Trump administration that they're ready to put the vaccine on trucks by November the 1st. He said, quote, it will be preceded by a practice run. We're talking about having early discussions in September and October about how this will actually work. I think we'll all be given instructions on how to work. We haven't seen that yet, but they're talking about shipping out 10 million doses in November. Said states will still need to compile immunization registries. Typically, they're only kept for children. So now they're going to have to register each and every one of us. Oh, that's convenient. Seems to me like I recall that that's what Gates wanted. He wanted ID 2020, didn't he? Yeah, just on time. For adults, in order to track who has received their first dose and who requires a second. If we're doing this as a mass vaccination campaign, in the parking lots of hospitals, then you're seeing the person who is giving you the vaccine for the first time in your life, said Prashant Yadav, a supply chain expert at the Center for Global Development and a former supply chain strategy leader at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So we have Prashant Yadav from whoever, wherever he is. I don't think he's from the neck of the woods where I am. Actually, he's from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. He's with the Center for Global Development, and he's talking about the logistics of this because they've been planning for this a long time. He said, then for the second dose, you'd have to have a reminder from the county public health department or some other agency to go back. And would you go back to the same location or a different one? See, he's laying out why we all need to have that vaccine tattoo that Bill Gates has worked with MIT to do, microdot tattoo. It's about the vaccine and a tattoo. We can look at that and we can see your vaccine record. You know, you cattle, we can't count on you to tell us the truth. We're going to have to determine which ones you had. And we need a record of that. So you report, get your ear tag, whatever high tech form that is from Bill Gates. Now let me tell you how this is going to roll out and how they're going to deflect the outrage over adverse effects and death from this. They're going to say that it was a refrigeration problem, and they're going to blame it on UPS or whoever's shipping it, or they're going to blame it on the Army, or they're going to blame it on the Trump administration. But they're not going to take responsibility for this DNA-modifying vaccine that they've never produced any kind of medication, any kind of vaccine about this before. They're not going to take any responsibility for that because what they're saying is only two of the six vaccine candidates that of only two of six vaccine candidates that have the backing of the federal government, that is from Moderna and from Pfizer, are currently in phase three clinical trials. They both require individuals to take two doses. No, because, you know, it's about the money. Both also require complex cold shipment and storage conditions. And the third vaccine from AstraZeneca must be maintained at minus 20 degrees storage. I think that's Fahrenheit. So what happens if that doesn't happen? You know, we saw a couple of years ago, a couple of toddlers dropped dead when they were given their MMR shot in Samoa. They worked very hard to cover that up. I worked very hard to expose that. I think they were more successful than I was. And people didn't want to take their vaccines. And they came back and they said, well, they weren't properly stored. This is why I'm telling you, this is going to be the lie, the narrative, the excuse. When Moncef Slaoui, I mean, a name like Moncef, I hate to make fun of people's names, but if you're going to come up with a James Bond villain, could you come up with a better name than Moncef Slaoui? Well, he's the guy that's been at the heart of all this. He sits on all of these vaccine panels with Bill Gates and with Francis Collins and all these people for years. They worship Slaoui. And he said, well, you know, we set ourselves the time frame of having the vaccines available by the end of 2020 or early 2021, which means that they're now going to be in the phase three trials as we speak. See? And which means nobody else can do that except my companies. And we have to have that, and so we're going to work backwards, and we're going to say, well, since we have to have it by then, that means we've got to approve it by this date, whether it's ready or not. It's all politics. It's not science. It's not medicine. They don't care about first do no harm. Folks, if you want to prepare for what is coming, this bogus election that they are ramping up to make sure that nobody on either side believes it, if you want to make sure that if they're not going to let you shop or participate in society, we do have storable food now back in stock, 1 to 2 weeks. It'll store for up to 25 years, made in America, non-GMO, InfoWarsStore.com. We also have, I think, still the final hours of the Everyday Essentials sales, up to 60% off and free shipping on these items while supplies last. Final hours.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil, ultra pure Arctic krill oil, high quality wild caught salmon oil, vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your ultimate fish oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and ultimate krill oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com. It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack, because of the shutdown and the lockdown, are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
All right, so how are they going to talk you into getting a vaccine? Well, they're working on it. I just told you yesterday about a propaganda film that's being done. I think that one was done by Netflix. This is another one that is being put together called Transplant. You can read about this on the LA Times. That one I was reading to you from Variety. I can't remember which network it was on. This one is going to feature a Syrian doctor. And they're very excited about that. The LA Times, as I said, even the most diversely cast medical dramas in the past are typically built around white protagonists. And now we've got in this, this series, this film, whatever it is, Transplant. I don't know if it's a TV series or a one-off film, but in Transplant, oh, it's going to be on NBC. There we go. NBC. Unconventional. They said it puts an immigrant and his largely underrepresented perspective as a person of color front and center. Front and center. Well, there we go. So I think that's coming up this next Tuesday, because this is written on September the 1st. And so maybe it was then. Maybe it's this last Tuesday. Maybe I've already missed it. How am I going to find this? Nevertheless, when you look at what they're selling you, they have, first of all, it's very important because this guy is not white. So let's celebrate the fact that he's not white. Secondly, they said that the key thing here is to come against the anti-vaxxers and the racists. First of all, by having a non-white doctor. And then by having this non-white doctor from Syria say, you know, where I come from, he's absolutely stunned when people are skeptical about vaccines. And he says, where I come from in Syria, the fact is there are people who don't want them here when other people are dying and they need them. It's an earth-shattering piece of information for him. The thought of anyone being against vaccines, the most coveted of supplies in Syria, he says. This is a completely baffling concept. Now, how do they know that? How do they know that that's the situation in Syria? Well, it's because Hollywood says so. Hollywood tells us that vaccines in Syria are like unobtainium. You just can't get it. It's this rare metal. If you had it, you could have a shield. That'd be pretty good, right? Captain America might even want it. But the vaccines are like, they're like an unobtainium shield. And everybody wants it in Syria because they're so much smarter than we are, because they're not white. But here, these stupid white people, they're concerned about adverse side effects from vaccines. And we know this, even though NBC confirmed that there are no Syrian writers on staff. But they know the attitudes of people in Syria towards vaccines. Meanwhile, the actor who is going to be starring in this, has never been to Syria. He doesn't know anything about Syria, but he has now immersed himself in documentaries about Syria. Oh, so he knows it because his Hollywood writers who aren't Syrian and never been there tell him so, and because he's seen documentaries from other Hollywood writers who tells him that this is the way that it is in Syria. Maybe he knows all about the gas attacks that Assad did to draw us into the war there. Why is it that they always go to Syria to put out these phony attacks? And remember, they know something about masks there. Maybe it's not vaccines, but maybe it's masks that they're begging for. Because when they told everybody that it was a gas attack, remember, it was the white helmets sponsored by the military industrial complex, same people funding this vaccine push. They had the white helmets go in and say, we've been gassed! And they hadn't. They had a lot of people who were suffering severe respiratory distress because of all the dust from the massive bombing campaign. And see, that's what these masks are really intended for. Construction dust. Not for not for viral particles. They're too small. Anyway, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I want to stay in the fight against Soros and Hillary and the New World Order. And the only way I do is if you buy a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com. You got to sell a lot of vitamins and a lot of minerals and a lot of fish oil and a lot of t-shirts and a lot of water filters to fund an operation in the face of the globalists and all the DNC lawsuits. But they're so close to losing right now. Plus, I go out, just like with Info, and I bring you the very best items, the very best products that I personally use and I love. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, check out the products, get some today, share them with friends, review them, and know that you cannot lose because you're fighting the Info War that's fighting the globalists. Plus, these are great products. But I want to thank you for keeping me in the game. I want to thank you for funding our operation. So continue to spread the word and fund InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. And I salute you once again, once again, once again, once again.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Well, in Virginia yesterday, we had a march in the middle of the week. On a Wednesday, we had hundreds of Virginians show up to push back against what they know is going to be a mandatory COVID vaccine. As I pointed out, in the Democrat areas like Virginia, even though the governor said, no, it's not going to be mandatory, the state health dictator has said, yes, it will be mandatory. And so part of this is, you know, they're just lying to get your guard down. Part of it is that the Democrats will mandate it. The Republicans will use their fascist approach and use corporations to push through their mandates. And so they had in Richmond, Virginia, as LifeSite News points out, they were there, hundreds of freedom lovers and a march against mandates. And let's roll video clip number 6. You can see it for yourself. I'm not a lab rat. My choice.
We have seen over 12,000 Virginians sign a petition in just a short few days stating that it's my body, my choice on this issue, which is something that we hear, you know, pounded for a long time. But when it comes to a medical mandate, apparently it's okay for the state to say it's your body and it's my choice. And we oppose that at Virginia Freedom Keepers.
I'm not even aware that the government or the health commissioner has a constitutional mandate to prescribe medical treatment for its citizens. Now, I certainly hope that if there is a viable vaccine, that it's made available for those that want it. But for me and my family and those that choose to either not vaccinate or to defer a decision on whether or not to accept this vaccination, I want to make sure that we can maintain our right to accept or not accept medical treatment of our own choosing.
I'm here because the masks have to go. The mandates have to go. I don't need poison in my children. The American people need to stand up. It's time for us to just be unlocked. The lockdowns need to come off. And, I mean, the people are tired of it. The vaccines should not be mandatory. It's our body and it's our choice.
Wish you could all be here today just to take in the atmosphere, the patriotism, the determination, and the spirituality of this crowd. These are people who know who their God is, and they know that it is not Governor Ralph Northam or the state health commissioner. And among those on hand, one of the speakers who just blew everyone away with his comments is Dr. Leland Stillman.
And I urge everyone here to sign petitions already in circulation to recall Governor Northam and send a message to politicians across this country. We will never surrender our freedom to choose what medicine we will or will not take. Thank you.
That's right. We should use this as an opportunity, folks, to rethink what government has become. We should use this as an opportunity to say, do we really want to have the NIH with Fauci and Collins? Do we really want to have them doing gain-of-function research, creating very dangerous chimeras? Do we really want to continue to fund that? Do we really want to continue a situation where you have to have the government's approval for drugs, that everything is prohibited unless they first give you their approval? That's exactly the opposite of the Constitution. In the Constitution, 9th and 10th Amendment, you don't have any power to say anything about our lives unless we expressly give it to you. And if you haven't expressly been given this, don't assume that you've got it. And because this has been retained by the people and by the states, these powers have. So you don't have the powers in the federal government. Now, we should have, I think it's a reasonable thing for local government to have health inspectors to go by and look at things. But we don't even have to have that done by the government. That could be done by a private corporation, just like you've got Underwriters Lab. They test electrical devices. I would be perfectly fine with that. I don't care. I mean, you know, you can put stuff out there and you say, well, this is has been tested by a private corporation that has an insurance company behind them in case they don't do their job correctly. And so then I have more confidence in that kind of an inspection than I do one from the government who, if they don't do their job properly, nothing can happen to them. They are protected. The employees are protected. And the entire department is protected. So they don't have any incentive to do their job right. If UL doesn't get it right, then their insurance rates go up, maybe high enough that they go out of business. Their reputation is important as well. The government doesn't care about their reputation. They'll never go out of business, no matter how incompetent or criminal they are. So I'd rather have private inspectors. But regardless of which way you go, there's absolutely no role for the federal government to get involved in this. And yet they're going in a different direction. The FDA has now said, and I haven't heard any more about this in the last couple of months, but they were saying, you know, once you open up these restaurants that we just closed down across the country, we're not going to allow drink bars, we're not going to allow salad bars and so forth. And I think that is going to happen once they allow indoor dining again. We've now allowed the FDA to outlaw salad bars and buffets. This is how insane this is. So we need to go back. We need to take a look at this whole structure because the federal government is way out of control, especially the judiciary, especially the Supreme Court, dictating to us what marriage is and how we have to react to that. We can't have people with different definitions of marriage. We all have to have one definition, and it will come from the Supreme Court. We'll have one definition of when life begins, and it will come from the Supreme Court. And on, everything in our life determined by these courts. And now not just by the courts, but by bureaucrats. So as they're saying at this meeting, the director of communications for Virginia Freedom Keepers said in the March Against Mandates that this Virginia health commissioner has the power to force Virginians to take the vaccine. Well, no, actually, not really. She says this. She says he's appointed by the governor's office, and under the emergency powers law, he's given the right to mandate that every adult and child receive a COVID shot if he deems it appropriate. Let me tell you something. The British government had all kinds of laws. You got to do this. You got to do that. And we said, no, the purpose of government is to protect our individual liberties, and your laws are exact opposite of this. You have assumed dictatorial powers. King of England has assumed dictatorial powers under the Magna Carta. At the point of a sword, he signed a law that said that he was not above the law, that he was under the law. All of our bureaucrats have, as a condition of their authority, sworn to uphold the Constitution. That's what gives them their authority. If they don't obey that, they are rebels and they have no authority. And so, if they have a presumptive law that they say gives them power, the only power that they have is the power that we allow them to have. The most powerful government on earth told Americans that they had no right of self-governance, and it was determined by force. This will be determined by force. It's not going to be determined in a court of law. Courts of law in this country are hopelessly corrupt and self-interested. Our elected representatives have turned over everything to the bureaucracies, to the health bureaucrats at various levels, and to other bureaucracies. They are not going to do anything to stop any of this. Never before in our lives has so much of our life been conducted at the whim and the mandate of unelected bureaucrats. And so that's the irony of this election. Never before has an election been more meaningless, even though government's footprint on our lives has never been bigger. We're going to have to get their knees off of our necks if there's any life left in this republic, and it's not going to be in an election. It's not. You better prepare. You better prepare for what's coming. both sides want a civil war. And this election is just the next step in it. They've been pushing the racism. They've been pushing the frustration. They've been openly in your face, taking away your life, liberty, and your property. And now they're going to have you fighting each other over these useless political parties that are working together to take everything you have and destroy your life. Your savior is not in government. We'll be right back.
Attention, attention, attention to anyone that still wants to live in a free country. The New World Order, Chi-Com Globalist Syndicate, is making its move to implode the dollar and thrust the United States into a civil war by contesting the election. They are openly wargaming this at the highest levels of the Democratic Party. Nancy Pelosi and others have gone on television and said they will contest the election. Trump is going. They will hold a separate inauguration for Biden and Kamala Harris, and that anyone challenging that will be called a racist. They will then trigger race riots and violence. They've already beta tested around the country. We are not living in normal times. When these type of things happen in history, people are usually caught flat-footed because they can't believe they're living in such a criminal era. We are. We are living in the period where this criminal globalist syndicate that's been feeding on America is being exposed and removed. Now is the time for all good men and women to come to their aid of the country. Spread the word now, Paul Revere's.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
There's a nauseating sense to it. Not a sense of triumph, not a sense of victory, not a sense of completion, but a sense of sick nausea. That we were right about the world government, we were right about the anti-human plans, we were right about all the horrible things the globalists and their satanic order want to do to us. Now we sit here, warning people for decades, trying to get people ready, trying to stop what was coming, but you know what? Revelations and God's word says it's coming, so you can't stop it. And it's in that understanding that we're part of God's larger plan that we come to the point in our own psyche, our own spirit, our own will, that we submit to God and realize God's in charge and God has the power. And the devil is sent as a tester. And now it's up to us to make the right decision. That's what it's really always been about.
This isn't about me taking credit. In fact, it's the opposite. It's about getting you to understand that you have all the power. Going back 3 weeks ago, they had the entire Austin Greenbelt shut down, and they had the spillway by Barton Springs shut down, as well as the main pool that's always been paved for the last 50 years or so. It's a dammed up spring. Well, we went down there and we got in the park at different areas around town in the last few weeks and educated people that it was all a giant fraud. And now, despite the fact that they still say the parks are closed, you go down to any area and you'll see dozens, if not hundreds of people, depending where you're at, actually using Barton Springs here in Austin, Texas. So Bill Gates and the globalists give the orders to the UN. The UN gives the orders down through the National Health Services, like our NIH, and we all follow it like dutiful slaves. Stop complying with your own enslavement. Stop following the orders of these globalist traitors. Start being free again.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
To a deluxe apartment.
Jeffersons. Remember that? George Jefferson and his wife. That was a rising black middle class family. They had a business and they were moving on up. That's the way you move up. Small businesses. That's why they have crushed the small businesses as part of this technocratic takeover. And as we're looking at those folks going to move up to that deluxe apartment in the sky, we now have the mayor of Portland in his deluxe apartment in the sky. He's up in a high-rise, 114-unit high-rise. And things have gotten a little bit too hot for Mayor Ted Wheeler in Portland. They said, it began, I like the way Zero Hedge put it here. In late July, Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler attempted to hold a listening session with BLM protesters, wading into an angry crowd that he thought he could tame with his giant brain and his bullhorn. The problem is that he's got nothing but BS and a bullhorn. Instead, he was heckled by the crowd, then booed after he wouldn't commit to abolishing the police. 6 weeks later, and many deadly riots later, tensions have escalated as protesters began showing up to his high-rise condominium, his deluxe apartment in the sky. Over the weekend, they broke windows, they set fires, and they partied. And he called the police. He said, help me, help me. Mayor Wheeler called 911. There you go. And his neighbors in the city's upscale Pearl District were treated to the musical stylings of a local band. Now, this is where it really gets bad. Remember when they chased out Noriega? The U.S. chased out Noriega. He took refuge in, I think it was a Catholic church. Now, I guess he'd seen Notre Dame, you know, the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Sanctuary! So he fled to the Catholic church. Oh, but we had our wonderful, our guys. They know PSYOPs, don't they? If they know anything, they know PSYOPs. So they showed up with big loudspeakers and they blared heavy metal music at him. And if that wasn't enough, the screams of rabbits being slaughtered. But none of that compares to the musical stylings of a local band in Portland. As of Monday, his 58th birthday, his neighbors just couldn't stand it anymore. And so now Mayor Wheeler is now moving on out, moving out of his building to an undisclosed location. This is the same mayor who told President Trump, don't come, don't come. We got this under control. By the way, he bought his two-bedroom condo for $840,000 in 2017. That's pretty expensive for two bedrooms. Gee, maybe that mayor ought to look at what is driving the price of real estate and homes up so much. Could it be taxes? I don't know. And then we have in San Francisco, we have a business owner. Now, not the Jeffersons, but the poor salon owner, a single mother of two who's been trying to build her salon business for 12 years and been fighting for 6 months against the lockdown orders. And then she got this call from Nancy Pelosi, and she was furious. Pelosi shows up, doesn't wear a mask. Pelosi comes back and doesn't even say mistakes were made. She doesn't apologize for not wearing the mask. They've got video of her not wearing the mask while she was being serviced. And she says, I take responsibility for falling for a setup. A setup. See, that was what it was. She thought it was a rinse and a set when she had her assistants contact them for a rinse and a set. Instead, it turned out it was a setup. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, insider trading Nancy Pelosi. You remember when we had, it was right about the time that they, there she is. I hope she had a really good hairdo. Actually, I think she looks more like Michael Jackson. That picture yesterday of her next to Michael Jackson. And just the caption was something of the effect that now hear me out on my theory here as to what's behind all this. I asked people for theories about that. I got a massive number of theories about why the two of them look so much alike. Michael Jackson and Nancy Pelosi. It could be they have the same California plastic surgeon. I don't know. Nevertheless, Nancy Pelosi, famous for insider trading, about the same time that you had Stewart being sent to jail, not for even for insider trading, but for lying to the feds. Remember, how did we start out the program? Oh, yeah, that's right. James Clapper, who lied to the feds under oath, lied to the American public. about Dragnet surveillance. They know that he was doing it. And now court has just decided 7 years later, yeah, in fact, they did break the law. What he did was criminal. And I'm not just talking about his lies to cover up his criminal actions. So that's why I say they will commit two crimes rather than admit to one. He'll break the law and do Dragnet surveillance. Then he'll lie to everybody under oath in front of the television cameras. And then you'll have people like Michael Hayden say, that Ron Wyden, he knew that. He knew that. All of his staff knew it. All the other senators and their staff knew it. They knew they were doing Dragnet surveillance. Why did he put him on the spot like that? Shame on him. Really? Shame on you for breaking the law, Hayden. And he's continued to lie to everybody, say, well, we're not listening to your emails. We're listening. Yeah, it's just the metadata. The metadata is more important. The metadata is what they use for geospatial intelligence to map everywhere you go. Now they've got a new excuse. They're going to do it because, you know, contact tracing and so forth. But they've been working on this for decades. All right, so getting back to Nancy Pelosi, a single mother. She's having to move on out because she's now become the target of death threats by these tolerant, altruistic, mask-wearing lovers of humanity. These people who will get violent with you if you don't put your mask on, even if they wear masks, they'll get violent with you if you're wearing a MAGA cap. And they are now giving her death threats, these tolerant, altruistic people, this single mother of two, and trying to save her 12-year-old business. And so now she's being forced to shut down and relocate her business out of San Francisco. I think this is probably, you know, God works in mysterious ways. And I would tell her that this, she may be forced into the best move she has ever made in her life to get out of San Francisco and Nancy Pelosi and these other people. She's going to have to relocate. And as a matter of fact, she's afraid to even go back and pick up her belongings because she's afraid she's going to be violently attacked by these altruistic, tolerant liberals. And she's got a friend who has started a GoFundMe for her, for Erica to help her relocate her business of 12 years and to employ other people. And as all of this is happening in tolerant Los Angeles County, where the health inspectors there continue to escalate their battle against John MacArthur and Grace Community Church, where they have 7,000 to 9,000 people meeting every week without any social distancing, without any masks, singing as well, Newsom, and nobody getting sick for weeks, probably a little bit over a month now. Not a single person has from the very beginning in that congregation gotten sick. And see, this is why the city of why the county of LA cannot allow this, because every week they are demonstrating the lie, the scam of this lockdown more effectively than anybody could ever do it. So the LA County is relaxing the rules now for salons, barbershops to reopen at 25% capacity for indoor operations. Isn't that nice of our tyrant? Isn't that nice of them? Funny how the salon owners have become ground zero for these tyrants like Clay Jenkins in Dallas, who had no problem with Ebola. He didn't want anything shut down for Ebola, but he came after that hair salon owner, Shelley Luther, wanted to put her in jail, fine her, and so forth. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You hear that? That's the march of the United Nations and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation coming with their battle plan, psychological warfare operation with the forced inoculations and the permanent lockdown of civilization and society. They're outlawing people being able to get colds or the flu. They're creating artificial phobias for normal death that takes place. They're not even promising to have a cure to it all. They're just inflicting new phobias on everyone to bring in their planetary regime directed by the WHO. With vaccines that actually change your DNA and make you owned by Microsoft. It's a final frontier. It's the year 2020. It's not coming. It's here. And submission is blood in the water. Going back more than 20 years ago, I coined the term the false left-right paradigm from reading the books by Carol Quigley, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and others, how they described powerful institutions and foundations' successful takeover of the left parties and right parties in Europe and the United States. It didn't mean that those parties didn't have differences before. They were able to get control of the leadership of both and manipulate the public with the illusion of change and the illusion of a fight going on like WWF wrestling or something.
with Trump and with our populist movement taking over the Republicans, this is a real populist movement. Doesn't mean it's perfect. And you know it's real because the Democrats, the power structure, the Chi-Coms, and the entire old Republican leadership have all endorsed Joe Biden. That's why I'm supporting Trump. It's about Americanism, not globalism. It's about ending the one-sided trade deals. It's about defending our borders. It's about defending the right to the Second Amendment and pro-life. And Trump's doing all of that.
The Democrats are just going more and more left.
Many positive about socialism, liking it more than capitalism.
Many of the ideas we fought for that were considered radical are now mainstream.
The radical left has taken over the Democratic Party, and Joe Biden is marching in lockstep with them. Biden and the far left are promising to crush middle-class families with trillions in new taxes.
If you elect me, your taxes are going to be raised, not cut.
Promising amnesty and health care for 11 million illegal immigrants.
Citizenship for 11 million undocumented folks.
Promising to shut down energy exploration, killing jobs and hurting America's economy.
I guarantee you, we're going to end fossil fuel.
In Joe Biden's America, the radical left get whatever they want, and you get to pay for it. They've already taken over Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. Don't let them take over America.
We launched the Everyday Essential Special a week ago. It ends on Monday. That means you've got 4 days to take advantage of it while I'm cutting this ad. 8-pack Power Stack and X2 back in stock. 60% off, free shipping. Heart and Body Combo, Extendawise, Vasobeats, 50% off, free shipping. Survival Soul X2 by itself, back in stock, 50% off, free shipping. Ultimate Fish Roll, back in stock, 30% off, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 and X3 Combo, 50% off. Krill Oil, 17% off, free shipping. Take advantage of these sales and others with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products that changed my life. They've got 98% reviews all over the internet. Check it out for yourselves, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. The only way you lose is not by taking action. And I want to explain that again. Your support of InfoWars has stood in defiance of George Soros, the globalist Hillary, and all these scumbags. So great job. You built what we've done. I salute you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
I just played for you the Jeffersons moving on up, right? Well, it's not just that Mayor Ted Wheeler of Portland is moving on out because he can't take the heat. It's Antifa street riders. Right, this is going the same way it went with Robespierre. Has he never read history? They wind up putting you leaders of the revolution into the guillotine. You wind up being the ones that they execute. It always goes that way. The mob that you create is going to come back on you, and they have in Portland. And then we talked about the beauty shop owner that had the audacity and anger to show Nancy Pelosi's privilege. And now those tolerant, loving, mask-mandating people are putting death threats against her. So she's moving on out. But, you know, the Jeffersons, I guess they'll be playing that when they move the Jefferson Memorial out of Washington, D.C., because you've got the District of Columbia. They have an organization called the District of Columbia Facilities and Commemorative Expressions. The acronym is DC Faces. I think it should just be Defaces. These are the people who are defacing the Washington monuments. And they've got a list of 65 government-owned statues or facilities in Washington, D.C., including 8 that are federally owned. It said more than 70% of these assets named in the District of Columbia are named for white men. How dare them name something after a white man? We know that we can't have any statues or anything. You know, white men are bad. Many of whom are not even district residents. Because the District of Columbia is, quite frankly, it's not just 8 of the statues that are federally owned. If they're in the District of Columbia, everything there is federally owned. Under the Constitution, this is the whole issue that the Bundys had, and you should be having as well. that when states became territories, they were supposed to turn over all that property that was part of the federal territory. They were supposed to turn it over to the states for private property. The federal government was never supposed to own any property outside the District of Columbia and some ports and some forts. So besides forts, ports, and D.C., they don't own anything under the Constitution. And so, but everything that's in the District of Columbia, they do own. And if these people want to have a senator, since the District of Columbia is not a self-governing state, they don't get any representation in Congress. And they don't get any say-so about the monuments that are there either, because everything in the District of Columbia should be federally owned. But they want to get rid of the Jefferson Memorial. They want to move Jefferson on out. And they don't want a deluxe apartment in the sky either. They want to get rid of the Washington Monument too, probably. They called it ludicrous, and it is ludicrous. But it's not nearly as ludicrous as what has happened to our country with the lockdown. Let me get back to this. I've got a listener who sent me a email. And if you want to contact me via email, you can do that. DavidKnightShow@protonmail.com. Try to keep people's names. I don't mention names or companies of where this is, but he points out that under the enhanced unemployment benefits that Congress is passing yet again, he said, I live in Michigan and I work at a foundry melting cast iron. Our plant and every other business in town are struggling to get workers. And I've reported this about restaurants. And my take on that was, I looked at it, it's like, wow, you know, restaurants can't get workers, even though you've had over 60% of the restaurants closed permanently, and well over that many are closed, not just the ones that are not going to be reopening because of Trump and Republican and Democrat orders. But still, when you've had that kind of slaughter, you know, loss of jobs, why aren't people looking for work there? My take on it was, well, if I was working in the restaurant industry, having to wear a mask and work in a hot kitchen, wear a mask and stand outside in the hot sun, 110 degree weather like my daughter has to, rain or shine for months now, that's abusive. I've encouraged her to stop, but she wants to keep doing this. But I think that's abusive. And so I looked at that and thought, because of her experience, I thought, yeah, who would want to do that? And, but there's another reason behind that, and it's because they're being incentivized not to work. As this writer points out, he said, we are 15 people short in our foundry that melts cast iron, and no temp agency has anyone available. Every restaurant, every hardware store, every grocery store has help wanted signs for multiple positions. People are making more money not working than they would be if they were working. So there is zero incentive for them to get a job. Also, they know Congress will just keep extending it out due to the Kung Flu scam. Anyway, this is hurting our companies, our workers, and our country. They are not helping us. This is not a helping hand, President Trump. What you're doing is you're enforcing universal basic income. And we've had these different scenarios. These things have been proposed. And I've said, you see this is coming. When we have even people like Charles Murray, who was a conservative or libertarian economist, he wrote a book called Losing Ground in the 1980s. It was a very inspiring book that laid out the case for why welfare actually makes things worse. And in it, he talked about the people who had been the target of it at that point in time. And that was typically minorities in the inner cities. And so everybody called him a racist. But he could have easily gone back and shown what happened with the Indian reservations, because the same thing happened there. Oh, well, if you point out how they abuse the Indians, then you would be racist, right? And what he was pointing out was that the federal policies that they were telling everybody, well, we're here to help you, poor black people, it was destroying the black middle class. And it did. And now these policies, the CARES Act from our Republicans, who I've said are more radical than the Democrats of the 60s and 70s. More radical. And so now the Republicans, along with the Democrats, are putting out the CARES Act. Oh, we're here to help you. You had, however, Charles Murray, even though he wrote the book Losing Ground, talking about how welfare destroyed society, destroyed people's incentive to work. Charles Murray became an advocate of universal basic income. Why? Because he is part of the technocratic elite. The technocrats in Silicon Valley, the people who are going to, who have already put themselves in a position of controlling all the world governments and our free speech and everything else. The technocrats, like Elon Musk, want universal basic income very badly. That's why they put so much money, especially Musk, behind the candidacy of Andrew Yang. And you see various jurisdictions. It can be Stockton in California, other places, basically a city that's already been bankrupted. They decide that they will do these UBI experiments. Oh, let's give everybody a bunch of cash. Andrew Yang said he was going to pick 100 people or 1,000 people or whatever and give them free income for a year and see what happens. We know what happens. We knew what would happen. We know what human nature is. And what this writer is saying here in his letter to me, he said, every restaurant, hardware store, grocery store, retail places, as well as their foundry, nobody can find anybody who wants to work. Why? Because if they're going to pay you more than you were making when you were working, and that's what they've done, as much or more, why would you want a job? Nobody wants a job. I reported on this a couple of months ago. Had a somebody who had a coffee shop or something, and she said, I can't get anybody. They were still open because they could do takeout. She said, I can't get anybody to work here, and I don't blame them. They'd have to take a pay cut to come work for me. Why would you take a pay cut to work when you can make more when you don't work? They are destroying society. The Republicans and the Democrats, with their lockdown and their communist income, are destroying our businesses. They're destroying our work ethic. They are destroying everything about this country, and it is not an innocent mistake. They know exactly what they're doing. And a lot of these people, like Charles Murray, have switched sides. And you better understand which politicians have switched sides on you and who they're really working for and what their policies are creating, whether they understand it or not. We'll be right back.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming and financial collapse and planetary lockdowns using viruses. And he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
I'm going to say something right now that is one of the most important things I've ever said, so please listen very, very carefully. Donald Trump is not the reason they released COVID or had the lockdown. They already had this plan, the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates. It is beyond critical. It is life and death for you and your family to understand, no matter where you live on the planet, that this is a worldwide, world government takeover on record that is never going to end. The United Nations has admitted that. First it's a month, then it's 6 months, then they say, okay, it's 2 years. They're now saying 2 years. They're now saying you'll never go back to normal. No more gatherings, no more anything. Constant forced inoculations that they admit don't even work in the way they say they work. They change your DNA. This is the culling of the planet. This is the beginning of the straitjacket being put on you before you're slowly tortured to death and killed. Do you understand? This is a maximum alert, a maximum alert. As of taping this alert, we are 82 days out from the election. As many of you know, in the last year, I've pointed out statements out of the Council on Foreign Relations and other globalist organs that they know Trump is going to win in a landslide. So their strategy will be to contest the election if they fail to successfully steal it. Then they are openly now wargaming. This is in the New York Times. Having Democrat states and cities secede from the union, just like they've ignored Trump's policies on coronavirus and kept their areas locked down. That is nothing but a dress rehearsal. They are saying they're going to have their own separate inauguration, not in D.C. They said in another city, Pelosi has said this, when they crown Biden and Kamala Harris. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the organized civil war. This is their public criminal plan. We should be praying. We should be spreading the word. We should be demanding Trump go on the offense to expose this criminal activity.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
In District of Columbia, I don't know where they want to put the Jefferson Memorial. They want to move him out. You know, it's Jefferson who said, if we ever allow a central bank, we'll become homeless on the continent our forefathers have conquered. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Prophetic words, right? And, of course, you know, he didn't have any special ticket to see the future. He just knew what human nature was. And he knew what the nature of bankers like the Federal Reserve are. And so, yeah, it's come true, and I guess it's time for Jefferson, or at least his monument, to become homeless on this continent that has now been conquered by globalists. And never for a minute forget that a key part of this, why this scam is being rolled out, is to cover up the misdeeds of the central banks around the world, the central banks that have issued a mountain of paper. And of course, it's not paper, as I pointed out. If it was a mountain of paper, it would be a mountain high enough to get to the moon. Just what President Trump and the Democrats have pushed through with the CARES Act would be enough to get beyond the moon if we had a stack of $1 bills that was $3.7 trillion high. That's how much they have done. But of course, they can't run the printing presses. That would be environmentally insensitive because they'd have to cut down every tree and then some. Find another alternative source of paper, and we would be short of not just toilet paper, every kind of paper, and every kind of tree. So they do it digitally, as Powell said. Yeah, we just flooded the market with money. Not Main Street, but Wall Street. All the money went to Wall Street. They're doing just fine, while the government keeps its knee on your neck. And so now we have, as... You know, they're looking to relocate Jefferson's monument as the mayor of Portland is moving on out because he's been run out of his town by the mob that he helped to empower. We have the salon owner in San Francisco who blew the whistle on Pelosi's hypocrisy yet again. Same way that she was exempted from all of the insider trading laws, you know, the Stock Act that she pushed through. Everybody was calling it the Pelosi Act. She was exposed by 60 Minutes. Back in the day when it was Chris Wallace's father who did real journalism, not like Chris Wallace. And they called it the Pelosi Act. She called it the Stock Act. And then about 9 months later, they eviscerated the thing after everybody was thought everything had been taken care of. But that's one of the ways that she became rich and said, you know, we're going to exempt ourselves from any insider trading. We're going to create policies, but we'll be able to trade on those policies knowing what we're going to do. Well, is that going to be pretty hard to make money? See, that's one of the criticisms brought against the Federal Reserve creation from the very beginning, that they would be able to set the fiscal policies. They would know they'd be able to create boom and bust cycles and be able to profit from them. Well, that's what Nancy Pelosi's doing. It's what the people in the Federal Reserve are doing as well. And it's what the people in the vaccine committee, the Operation Warp Speed committee, people like Moncef Slaoui and others are doing as well. They even had the inspector general say, no, it's okay. They can own stock in the companies that they are evaluating the vaccines for. No problem at all. Oh, you see an ethical, why would you see an ethical problem with that? Yeah, the referees are part of that team and they're going to be handsomely, you know, it's almost like you had referees in the Super Bowl and, they had, been associated with one of the teams. And not only that, but they were placing big bets in Las Vegas on the outcome of the game. And people say, wait a minute, I think those referees are dishonest. And the NFL says, no problem with that. We don't care they are part of that team. And we don't care that they're placing big financial bets in Las Vegas on that. We think they can still be impartial referees, just like Nancy Pelosi. No problem. And the Federal Reserve. And so we have the White House attacking Nancy Pelosi on the beauty parlor flub. And then trumpeting the fact that it's stunningly hypocritical that she has continued to hold up $1.3 trillion in coronavirus aid. That's what they're criticizing her for. They're not criticizing her because she put the sham on Burks and Fauci and Trump's guidelines and recommendations that locked this country down 171 days ago. No, no, no. Not going to criticize her for that. They're not going to say Nancy Pelosi knows this is a scam. She's not worried about dying, even though she's very, 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 very old. Probably has multiple comorbidities from all the plastic surgery. She's not worried about dying from COVID-19 at all. And she can do whatever she wishes. But no, what do they criticize her for? They criticize her for being out of town and not sending out some more of this universal basic income that's going to be, you know, you guys, I've shut you down. I'm going to keep you shut down. We're going to have everybody fighting in the streets over the election before and after, especially after the election. But that's okay because we're not going to end the lockdown. Instead, we're going to shovel out some more money to you. And she needs to be here to shovel out more money. I can shovel out more money, says President Trump in the Trump White House. I can give you more money than Nancy Pelosi. This is what it's come to. This is your choice between the Democrats and the Republicans. Which one of them can destroy our country the fastest? Just like they have done the black middle class in the inner cities with welfare. They've destroyed the families. They've destroyed the middle class. They destroyed by deliberate actions the Indians on the Indian reservations. Talked about that many times. And that's really, that is more the pattern than the welfare programs and the other things that they have done to the black families in the middle of the 20th century. And so, you know, they have said that these are all the accomplishments that Trump has done, besides creating a Great Depression, confiscating hundreds of thousands of businesses and life work of people, and incentivizing workers not to want to work with the universal basic income. They're going to put more of that out. And they are going to give student loan relief as well. Wait a minute. Is this the Democrats or Republicans we're talking about? Universal basic income, student loan forgiveness, prohibitions on eviction. Yeah, that's right, because the CDC, as Mises points out, and as I reported yesterday, the CDC is America's new landlord. This is what the Trump administration is doing. And as The Hill points out, this doesn't look like something that was hastily put together. And many people are really concerned about the new authority that is being claimed by the CDC. People who are Trump critics, of course, are complaining about it. They'll complain about anything. You know, he could say the sky is blue and they complain about it. But there's a real reason to complain about this, folks. Now, the Mises Institute points out, they said, one federal official justifies the bizarre and legally dubious action based on the CDC's broad charter to stop the spread of any communicable disease, a charter which they have failed miserably with COVID by their own admission. And so now, as I pointed out yesterday, they say, well, you know, we have to do this because if people lose their job, they're going to become homeless. And if they become homeless, it's going to spread the disease. And yet Gerald Celente, who's going to be my guest coming up in the next hour, when he was on 2 weeks ago, What was it that Gerald Celente said at the very beginning? And this could all be Gerald Celente's fault. I just got to tell him. You know, the CDC must have been listening to Gerald. And they said, well, that's right. The homeless people are not getting sick. So let's, I don't know. We'll claim that it's the homelessness that we've got to fight. But he was saying, look at all the homeless people out there. They're not wearing masks. They're not social distancing. They're not doing anything. You know, they're not bathing. They're not doing anything. And yet they're not getting sick. Not getting sick. And yet now they're saying we have to override private property rights. And remember, landlords are not just big people. 40% of the property is owned by small individuals who maybe have owned property that they've acquired gradually throughout their life. And now they have a mortgage that they're collecting or rent that they're collecting from people. That's what my father did for his retirement plan. And 40% of the property is owned by people like that. And now the CDC is saying, you don't have any property rights. Well, what's going to happen to those people? They are going to have their property taken by the banks. Isn't that convenient? The banks. See, not only are we going to wind up homeless in America because of the central banks, but even the property owners will lose their property to the central banks, to the big banks. This is the plan. All right, we got to take a break. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you about the products we've got at InfoWarsStore.com. Final hours of the Everyday Essentials sale. We have free shipping and up to 60% off many different products. We have ExtendoWise and VasoBeat. You know, ExtendoWise, I've talked about VasoBeat. Concentrated beet juice acts as a vasodilator. And ExtendoWise has many other things that also are very healthy for your heart, things like CoQ10 and others. So that combo right there, 50% off, selling out very quickly. We have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine back in stock, 50% off. Our Ultimate Fish Oil and Krill Oil are now back in stock and selling out quickly. And don't forget, you can get storable food now, just a 1 to 2 week waiting list at InfoWarsStore.com. It will last for 25 years, made in the USA, non-GMO, the best packaging you're going to find anywhere. InfoWarsStore.com. That's what supports this program. We'll be right back. Money.
We launched the Everyday Essentials Special a week ago. It ends on Monday. That means you've got 4 days to take advantage of it while I'm cutting this ad. 8-pack Power Stack and X2 back in stock. 60% off, free shipping. Heart and Body Combo, ExtendoWise, VasoBeats, 50% off, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 by itself, back in stock, 50% off, free shipping. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock, 30% off, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 and X3 Combo, 50% off. Krill Oil, 17% off, free shipping. Take advantage of these sales and others with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products that changed my life. They've got 98% reviews all over the internet. Check it out for yourselves, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. The only way you lose is not by taking action. And I want to explain that again. Your support of InfoWars has stood in defiance of George Soros, the globalist Hillary, and all these scumbags. So great job. You built what we've done. I salute you.
The social engineers bet on you not having a memory more than anything. And they also bet, because they constantly talk about it in their own words, that you will adapt to being a slave, that you will learn incrementally to submit. So think about and remember the phases of the Fauci fraud. Remember that everything he said has been a premeditated lie. They lied about where it came from. They lied about person to person. The UN covered it all up, then exaggerated the death rate at 4%, but it's actually 0.032 now and dropping. Then they set the test up to count almost all false positives. They put the names of people that died of other diseases in the COVID column. They only said there'd be a 15-day lockdown. Now we're 6 months later. Now they say it's permanent. You got to wear masks forever. And forced inoculations are coming. And they're going to track everywhere you go and what you do, the global social credit score. And the UN is the boss. And anybody questioning it is censored off the internet, loses their job. That's called 21st century tyranny. That's called world government takeover.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yesterday we talked about the police in Australia, Ballarat. It's a small town on the outskirts of Melbourne. Melbourne has been ground zero of a Chinese-style lockdown and tyranny. What a surprise, because that's the only state of Victoria, and the is the only state that has accepted a massive amount of Chinese money. And that's really what this Wu flu is really about, what the China virus really is. It's not biological. It's not the actual virus. The real China virus is the pattern that they modeled for everybody, and then that they pressured people on social media, hundreds of thousands of Chinese accounts, as the New York Times reported, and as Twitter claimed to purge, but they actually didn't purge those accounts. But you had hundreds of thousands of bot accounts where the Chinese were pressuring the Italian government and the Italian people to do a lockdown like they had just modeled. And then after what happened in China, what happened in Italy? Oh, well, everybody, oh, well, see, we all got to do this, right? No. It was all a psyop. But there in Victoria, where the Prime Minister took $1 trillion U.S. dollars in Belt and Road Initiative money from the Chinese, allegedly for their infrastructure. I don't know what his finder's fee is on that, but, you know, even just a 1% fee, that would be pretty big. Pretty big. So it'd be hundreds of billions of dollars there. Anyway, tens of billions. So we showed you Detective Smith. He didn't go by Agent Smith because that would have been too much like the Matrix. But you have these cops coming in, this 28, 29-year-old pregnant mother, and boyfriend videotaped it, put it live out on Facebook so the world got to see what's happening. But this is not the first time they've done a raid like this. And they came in and handcuffed her and arrested her, took her out. She was crying, very distressed, very far along in her pregnancy. They don't care. What was her crime? Her heinous crime was that she was organizing Freedom Day, where people would get together and address their grievances against the government for this draconian lockdown. And so, to show that there is not going to be any Freedom Day in Australia, to show that they don't care about that and they don't care about any human rights, they did that. But I just want you to see this video that was sent to me out of Australia. This was the same Victorian Police Department taking a knee recently during Black Lives Matter protests. Because, you see, if these people were to get together and protest the draconian measures being taken by this Chinese puppet who's running the state of Victoria in Australia, if they were to show up about that, well, people could die. And so this justifies us coming in and roughing up a pregnant woman and dragging her out with handcuffs. Yeah, because people could die. But they show up and they do a rally, the police, and they take a knee. Do you have a video clip of that? Are we seeing that?
It's here. In fact.
Okay, now that's the pregnant lady. I want to see the video clip of the Victorian police. Okay, there they are, right there. There they are. Okay, so it's not a problem. It just depends on the politics, right? This is not about health. It's not about science. It's about tyranny, and it's about their tyrannical politics. And you can see it right there in Australia. Now, the good news is that her case has been taken up by a prominent libertarian group, the Institute of Public Affairs there in Australia. She's got some good lawyers. And the good news about this, folks, is that nothing works better than getting rid of draconian tyranny than the rigorous enforcement of it. And everybody has now seen that on videotape. So let's hope that that changes. Let's hope that it changes your mind. Because these are police in Australia with BLM. You see, all of these issues are global. The BLM, the Antifa, the mask mandates, the lockdowns, this is all global. And you can tell who is on the side of the globalists by who is on the side of these measures.
I'm not going to lie to you. I want to stay in the fight against Soros and Hillary and the New World Order. And the only way I do is if you buy a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com. You got to sell a lot of vitamins and a lot of minerals and a lot of fish oil and a lot of t-shirts and a lot of water filters to fund an operation in the face of the globalists and all the DNC lawsuits. But they're so close to losing right now. Plus, I go out, just like with Info, and I bring you the very best items, the very best products that I personally use and I love. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, check out the products, get some today, share them with friends, review them, and know that you cannot lose because you're fighting the info war that's fighting the globalists. Plus, these are great products. But I want to thank you for keeping me in the game. I want to thank you for funding our operation. So continue to spread the word and fund InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. And I salute you once again, once again, once again, once again.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
I just gave you an update to the Ballarat Australian police. They're in the state of Victoria, right outside of Melbourne, where they have had such draconian measures. Yesterday we saw them handcuffing, getting rough with a pregnant woman. Why? Because she wanted to, she put a post up on Facebook about Freedom Day, where people are going to talk about how they wanted to stop the draconian measures there. So they take some draconian measures against her for the Facebook post. And I showed you the pictures of that same police department doing a kneeling tribute to Black Lives Matter in Australia, doing a tribute to Black Lives Matter, protesting American police in Australia, because this is a globalist agenda. And again, pay attention to who is doing what. That's all you need to know about who is following whose plan. This is a long-term plan, and you can tell by what they're doing which side they're on. There's also, in Victoria, had some doctors do an open letter to the Chinese puppet, Daniel Andrews, took $1 trillion of Chinese money and the only state in Australia to do this kind of draconian lockdown. Let me read you a little bit of this. This is very good. This is also sent to me from a listener in Australia. We, the undersigned, are senior medical practitioners of various specialties who practice in Victoria, and we're deeply concerned with the Victorian government's management of COVID-19. The purpose of this letter is to make you aware that not all medical practitioners are in agreement with the chief medical officer and the Victorian government regarding the most effective way to control this disease. We believe that an alternative medical response is required that reflects what we know about the spread of the virus, those who have died from it, and the impact that the stage 3 to 4 lockdown restrictions are having on the physical and mental health of the general population. For the sake of the people in Victoria with other medical illnesses, it is vital that stage 4 restrictions be lifted in mid-September. Focusing on the number of cases of COVID-19 is at best an unsophisticated way of looking at disease management. Factors such as the side effects of any policy, its cost effectiveness, the quality of life years lost, the cost per life saved are fundamental when considering disease management. In addition, any policy to manage any disease must be reviewed in the light of new data. We believe the government's initial response to handling COVID-19 via stage 3 lockdown to flatten the curve was reasonable in view of what was known at the time of the outbreak in China and the alarming number of deaths in Italy. And again, if they had listened to this program, they would have known, because of what John Rappaport pointed out, is you had a lot of people, including people in the alternative media with their hair on fire, screaming for a lockdown. John Rappaport was saying, no, look at the data. We've already got data from Italy for the first 2 weeks before we locked down here in America. And it was the same data we now see after 171 days of lockdown, that it is, for the most part, almost exclusively, people who are elderly with 2 to 3 comorbidities. And we knew that from coming out of Italy. As a matter of fact, first couple of weeks, they didn't have they had one case, and they said they hadn't investigated that one yet. They had one case where it was an elderly person, average age 80 years old, with multiple comorbidities. So we knew that. What we now know, too, is that it was a Chinese propaganda campaign, both in China and against Italy. Nevertheless, they go on to say, however, we now know that whilst COVID-19 is highly contagious, it is of limited virulence. In Victoria, we've had less than 541. We've had 541 less deaths this July compared to July last year. And then he points out, they point out in this letter, because there's multiple people here, they say, look at the flu stats from 2019, 2017. This is far less than we had in those 2 years. I'm not going to go through and read all those numbers from that. They say the deaths from influenza each and every year is between 3,500 and 4,000. And yet, this is not coming up to those levels. And we're talking about millions of people, of course. I mean, there's something like 5 million people just in Melbourne, Australia alone. The vast majority of deaths associated with COVID-19 have occurred in frail people over 80 years, many of whom also had significant comorbidities. And this we knew, again, before anything was ever done in Australia, before anything was ever done in the U.S., we already had that data from Italy. We couldn't get any reliable information from China. They lied to everybody about everything. And they lied to the Italians as well. In Victoria, more than 73% of the known COVID-19 deaths resided in nursing homes. For people who are physically well and under 60 years of age, the mortality risk is extremely low, contrary to what you have said, Mr. Andrews. That's the premier there. The virus does discriminate. And so they say relevant factors to be taken into account by any responsible government would be the overall cost of this, medical, psychological, social costs, not to mention the rule of law and our individual liberties, which are more important. And I've said this from the very beginning. Our individual liberties are more important than our lives. Our founders understood that. And if you don't understand that, you will never have freedom. You'll never be prosperous. You will never be safe. Slaves are never prosperous. Slaves are never safe. And to the extent you give up your freedom, you become a slave. You know, we had these people rallying in Virginia. You had a doctor there pointing out. He said, look at the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program that Fauci put in. He didn't point out that Fauci put it in there. I'm pointing that out. They paid out over $4 billion. And he said, this is unprecedented. Your builder has liability if your house collapses on you. Your gun manufacturer is liable if your gun misfires. Your plumber is liable if they make a mistake and your house floods. Your child, however your child is injured by a vaccine, the vaccine manufacturers have no liability. And if you want more information about that, look at the dramatized video that was done by Dr. Andrew Wakefield. He lost his medical career, came from a family of doctors. He took medicine seriously. He took the ethics of medicine, first do no harm, seriously. And when it was foisted upon him, what was the vaccine injuries, and he went public with it to protect people's lives. And they purged him, just like they have come after the white coats who talk to people here in America about stopping the fear. This is a treatable disease. It's not as virulent as they told us, and it is treatable, and you don't have to fear it, and you don't have to have a lockdown. And so they lock those people down. They fire those people, just like they fired Dr. Wakefield. And so he lays out this very thing this doctor's talking about. Go to 1986theact.com. Support Dr. Wakefield. Take a look at that video. Tell other people about that. You know, when we look at the way these things are rolling out, it's always hard to tell who's on your side, isn't it? I look at this situation with the NRA. I've never been a member of the NRA. I liked Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt. I preferred his approach. I'm always suspicious of big organizations, and I was very suspicious when they signed on to the kind of background checks that went through with Clinton. And if you remember, Sheriff Mack sued all the way to the Supreme Court and won, pushing back against that. Said, "Now I'm going to do that as a sheriff." And I said, "That's right. Sheriffs can stop all of this tyranny coming out of Washington. Very important. That's the most important thing to learn from that. A constitutional sheriff can stop that." But, you know, there's other organizations. There's National Association of Gun Owners and for Gun Rights, NAGR. I actually did work for them as well. But, you know, NRA, they've been good, they've been bad. For the longest time, the NRA would sign on to gun legislation because they wanted to be on the winning side. For the longest time, the NRA would support the idea that guns are for sporting. And that's it. No. You've had Wayne LaPierre come out, and so they call him somebody who has worked with the extreme fringe, because he comes out and says, no, the real purpose, and all of those things are valid, you know, self-defense, shooting, hunting, and so forth, but also a protection as a mutually assured destruction against government overreach. But I think it's interesting that the number two guy, you know, we've had a lot of political back and forth accusations in the NRA. And now maybe we get a glimpse as to why this is happening. The number two guy is writing a book accusing the NRA of a lot of different things. He's pushing for universal background checks. He's pushing for red flag gun laws. And he's talking about the corruption in the NRA, except that he himself was kicked out for embezzling money. Oh. That's kind of interesting. It is kind of interesting to find out who is on your side and who isn't, and what their real purpose behind all this stuff is. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
There's a nauseating sense to it. Not a sense of triumph, not a sense of victory, not a sense of completion, but a sense of sick nausea. Though we were right about the world government, we were right about the anti-human plans, we were right about all the horrible things the globalists and their satanic order want to do to us. Now we sit here, warning people for decades, trying to get people ready, trying to stop what was coming, but you know what? Revelations and God's word says it's coming, so you can't stop it. And it's in that understanding that we're part of God's larger plan that we come to the point in our own psyche, our own spirit, our own will, that we submit to God and realize God's in charge, God has the power. And the devil is sent as a tester. Now it's up to us to make the right decision. That's what it's really always been about.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava Root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-Pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack, because of the shutdown and the lockdown, are not available for us even reordering. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
So we have a article here. The Warsaw Ghetto can teach the world how to beat back an outbreak. Oh, interesting. Because the NPR take on this was, well, you know, you had the Warsaw Ghetto, where you had several panzer divisions surround a Jewish community there, try to starve them out. Eventually, they burned them out. And one of the things that NPR doesn't talk about, we were just talking about the Second Amendment. And I remember when I would speak, when I was running as a candidate and working with the Libertarian Party, and I would talk about Second Amendment, I'd get these reporters say, oh, you really think you're going to push back against the federal government with pistols? And they would say the same stuff that Eric Swalwell and Beto O'Rourke and Joe Biden are saying. Yeah, they got nuclear weapons. You can't push back against these guys with pistols. And it's like, well, it's called mutual assured destruction. I said, maybe you aren't aware of the history of the Warsaw Ghetto uprising. You know, you had these people that were corralled. They were completely unarmed. But all they needed was a hammer. That got them one gun. That gun got them other guns. And after they had just a few small firearms, they were able to hold off a panzer division for many months until they eventually burned down the city. Yeah, you know, like they did at Waco on the same day, April the 19th. April the 19th. The Warsaw Ghetto burned, Waco burned. But, you know, it's it is kind of a mutually assured destruction. And, you know, we have a situation, as I would tell the reporters, where we don't have a few civilians who have a few stolen small firearms and have barricaded themselves in the city. We've got millions of Americans who've got firearms, and they're much better quality firearms. And, yeah, you've got planes, and you've got big military vehicles, and you might want to take a look at how that's worked out for you in Iraq and Afghanistan and all these other places where you've had asymmetric wars. Yeah, you can go in and you can bomb a country, but you can't subdue it. You can't subdue it with boots on the ground. If the people don't want to be subjugated, they will fight you with everything they've got. They will improvise explosive devices. They will use any small firearms that they have. And so you might want to go back and take a look at the Warsaw Ghetto. And so NPR says, well, the Warsaw Ghetto can teach us how to handle an outbreak. It can't. It can teach us how to handle an outbreak of tyranny. But their lesson was this. They said, well, you know, the Germans and a lot of propaganda, they said they were very, very concerned about typhus. And there was a lot of propaganda about typhus. And they would accuse Jewish people of being carriers of typhus. And so it was false, but they locked up these people in Warsaw. They would put six or more people into a single room. They had no running water. They had very few public baths. And they were starving them out. And they point out that typhus is highly contagious. It's a bacterial disease carried by body lice. And so, you know, they had no baths. They were packed together. They had very little food. And so this started to sweep through the community. So they said the things that that conquered it, according to NPR, were combs. They had combs of very fine teeth to comb out and catch any lice. One of their weapons. But they said they also used social distancing. Now, I don't know how they did that. I don't know how they did the, so they used social distancing, hygiene, and food supplies. Well, how did they do that? Well, NPR, as far as I can tell, doesn't explain where they got that, even though they were being held in isolation. And how do you do social distancing when they pack you that tightly into a poor area? The reality is that didn't really make any difference. But they do point out that it was worsened by the lack of food, because the lack of nutrition can make it harder for people's immune systems to fight off a disease. You know, when you're starving, you can't do that. And that's one of the reasons why you need to make sure, first of all, you don't let them starve you of your Second Amendment rights. You don't let them starve you of fresh water and food. And you need to make sure you got all those things. I was just talking about the NPR, about the NRA, not the NPR, but the NRA, and how you got this new guy, this new book, by the guy who accused them of all kinds of misdeeds. His name is Powell. He has written a book, Inside the NRA, a tell-all account of corruption, greed, and paranoia within the most powerful political group in America. And this is also the basis for this politicized attorney general in New York, Letitia James, I call her Litigious James. Because she's suing everybody over everything. And so she wants to shut down the entire organization, the NRA. And this guy who says that Wayne LaPierre can't manage anything, says, well, NPR responded and said he was pushed out when we found that he had $58,000 in personal expenses, including airfare for himself and his family to Palm Beach, Florida, San Antonio, Phoenix, and Dallas, among a number of other destinations. So he's having a big time. He agreed to pay back $40,000. The NRA has not cashed that check as they continue to review his expenses. But now he's accused Wayne LaPierre and the other people of what he did. And then he says that Wayne LaPierre has built the organization by catering to, quote, the extreme fringe. You know, people who don't like universal background checks, people who don't like red flag gun laws, people who realize that the best defense against a tyrannical government is the mutual assured destruction of an armed population. That is the best deterrent. I mean, nobody wants to see a war between a heavily armed military. I mean, you don't want to have a situation that looks like Iraq or Afghanistan. But the federal government doesn't want to have a situation that looks like Iraq or Afghanistan either, because they're not winning those wars. They're losing in Afghanistan very badly. Very badly. And what do you expect? I mean, if you got people who are living in caves one day, and the next day they are flying planes into buildings, you know, they suddenly learn how to fly planes, and they can fly them into buildings, and they can make steel skyscrapers collapse into their footprint. And not only that, but they can make a third building that wasn't even hit by one of their planes collapse in their in its footprint. If you got people like that, how do you think you're going to defeat them in Afghanistan? I mean, those people are really clever. Maybe Americans aren't that smart. I don't know. Two false flags, one plan. But it is the big con. As a matter of fact, there's an op-ed piece from American Thinker written by a medical doctor, and he goes back and talks about the movie The Sting and how these grifters could set up the long con. And this is a long con. And the latest grifters in all of this are Fauci and Birx. And they are playing President Trump, or else he's part of the con. Who knows? Just take a look at what's happening. I don't like what's happening. I'm not going to excuse any part of what's happening. And I think the time for people to wake up and see what is going on is long past. If they're going to do anything or be of any help, they need to understand. As John Whitehead points out, since 9/11, the government's answer to every problem has been more government. Let me tell you, the answer to the problems that are on the horizon right now is to make sure you got storable food. It's now in 1 to 2 week supply at InfoWarsStore.com. Make sure you've got fresh water. We have gravity feed water filters that don't require water, don't require electricity. They do require water, no electricity. That is also at InfoWarsStore.com. And our final days of the Everyday Essentials sale, up to 60% off, free shipping on those items. We'll be right back.
I'm not going to lie to you. I want to stay in the fight against Soros and Hillary and the New World Order. And the only way I do is if you buy a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com. You got to sell a lot of vitamins and a lot of minerals and a lot of fish oil and a lot of t-shirts and a lot of water filters to fund an operation in the face of the globalists and all the DNC lawsuits. But they're so close to losing right now. Plus, I go out, just like with Info, and I bring you the very best items, the very best products that I personally use and I love. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, check out the products, get some today, share them with friends, review them, and know that you cannot lose because you're fighting the Info War that's fighting the globalists. Plus, these are great products. But I want to thank you for keeping me in the game. I want to thank you for funding our operation. So continue to spread the word and fund InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. And I salute you once again, once again, once again, once again, once again.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water.
So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
This isn't about me taking credit. In fact, it's the opposite. It's about getting you to understand that you have all the power. Going back 3 weeks ago, they had the entire Austin Greenbelt shut down, and they had the spillway by Barton Springs shut down, as well as the main pool that's always been paved for the last 50 years or so. It's a dammed up spring. Well, we went down there and we got in the park at different areas around town in the last few weeks and educated people that it was all a giant fraud. And now, despite the fact that they still say the parks are closed, you go down to any area and you'll see dozens, if not hundreds of people, depending where you're at, actually using Barton Springs here in Austin, Texas. So Bill Gates and the globalists give the orders to the UN. The UN gives the orders down through the National Health Services, like our NIH, and we all follow it like dutiful slaves. Stop complying with your own enslavement. Stop following the orders of these globalist traitors. Start being free again. Going back more than 20 years ago, I coined the term the false left-right paradigm from reading the books by Carol Quigley, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and others, how they described powerful institutions and foundations' successful takeover of the left parties and right parties in Europe and the United States. It didn't mean that those parties didn't have differences before. They were able to get control of the leadership of both and manipulate the public with the illusion of change and the illusion of a fight going on like WWF wrestling or something. With Trump and with our populist movement taking over the Republicans, this is a real populist movement. Doesn't mean it's perfect. And you know it's real because the Democrats, the power structure, the Chi-Coms, and the entire old Republican leadership have all endorsed Joe Biden. That's why I'm supporting Trump. It's about Americanism, not globalism. It's about ending the one-sided trade deals. It's about defending our borders. It's about defending the right to the Second Amendment and pro-life. And Trump's doing all of that.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Joining us now is Gerald Celente, Trends Research Trends Journal, and nobody's better at predicting the trends than Gerald Celente. You can find a sample of Trends Journal at trendsresearch.com. You can also find Gerald on Twitter at Gerald Celente. And you can find Gerald here every couple of weeks. And it was 2 weeks ago, Gerald. Thank you for joining us again. It was 2 weeks ago that we began this interview, and you said, you want to know how fake this is, how phony this is? Just take a look at all the homeless people out here who are not dropping dead. And yet now here we are, about 2 weeks later, you've got the CDC saying, we are going to take away the property rights of landlords because if people become homeless, they're going to spread the disease. Nothing could be further from the truth. But this is how this thing is metastasizing and how they're escalating this and how they're piling one illegal unconstitutional action on top of another. Talk about that.
Well, you just said it. One unconstitutional act upon another. And there's no rebellion, no really protests here, like that were going on over there in Germany and going on over there in England. There's nothing going on here. So now I'm a landlord, right? I have a tenant that can't pay the rent. Well, they could stay there. And oh, if you're in California, I think they're bringing it up to March. You can't evict them, but you have to pay your mortgage.
Yes.
You have to pay your taxes. How am I going to pay my taxes and mortgage if I'm not getting any money? I don't care. I'm the banksters. We'll do, being that we're all in this together, after you lose your house, we'll take it. Yeah, like the Remember all those other biggies? What's that guy, Mnuchin? What do they call him? When he was running that, the Treasury Secretary, when he had that bank out there in California, the foreclosure king?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to Munchkin Land, where they take, where, you know, the mayor comes out, in the Lollipop League and they take your home. Because as I've been talking about this, Gerald, you know, this began with AOC and the Democrats. And as I said, it's amazing to see that we don't go but just a couple of months between a radical proposal from AOC and the squad and Bernie Sanders and these Marxists. It just takes a couple of months before we go from universal basic income to the CARES Act, before we go from, well, let's bail out everybody's student loans, to doing it under the CARES Act, and to saying, as these radicals, AOC and the squad are saying, we need to end all rent from everybody and all foreclosures. And here we are. The Trump administration is doing it. And you've got the Hill saying this is a radical extension of the CDC's authority. But this is the way everything is going, where we hand over all authority to these unelected bureaucracies who then just write rules. No, there was no discussion of this. There was no debate. There was no law passed. They just say, well, you know, after we've locked down your lives, now we're going to take away your property rights. And 40% of the people who own property that are landlords are small individuals. And that's what they want to do. They want to take this away and turn it over to the banks.
That's it. And the bigs get bigger. And that's what this whole thing is.
Yeah.
Remember when all the non-essential businesses had to shut down? Hey, but it's okay to open Walmart. That's just fine. You know, I remember going back to
the 80s. Because Walmart will push the masks on people more than the government will.
Yeah, exactly. And I, you know, I remember back in the 80s and early 90s, there were movements against Walmart because they violated all these antitrust acts. And they were so concerned that they would destroy so many businesses. And, of course, they did, because the politicians are all bought off and sold out. Morons and imbeciles, little jerks that believe in their parties, call them campaign contributions. Adults call them bribes and payoffs. They are destroying us in front of our eyes, making up this crap and shoving it down our throat, and everybody's following.
That's right. And China, again, you know, China, the handmaids and partners, really, of the Chinese communists, and pushing these mask mandates in 67% of the places where they were mandating masks for shoppers, the governments had not mandated them. And so Walmart is going to go further than that. And this is the way they're rolling it out. When we look at what's happening with the CDC on foreclosures, this is the way they have openly conspired about how they're going to push not only mask mandates and lockdown mandates, but vaccine mandates, Gerald, because you've got the New England Journal of Medicine saying, we don't want to have any laws, because if we have laws, it's going to invite due process challenges. We don't want to have any executive orders coming out of the White House. We want guidelines and recommendations coming out from them and coming out from the governors and the local health officials. And then we will do this through the private partners that we have, the corporations. This is fascism.
It's fascism. Again, look at one of the covers of our Trends Journal several weeks ago. USSA, United Soviet States of America. Mm-hmm. This place is far from a democracy. It's gone. You have all these little lowlifes making up these rules and telling us what to do. Draconian rules, and everybody's following. And if you don't follow, they rat you out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a big part of this. The snitches out there. And the first wave of this, there was a great video by Internet Historian showing a lot of these first wave of snitches. They were so eager to snitch on everybody. And then after a couple of weeks, because of the laws that were on the books, they had their names published. People realized who the snitches were. So now they're busy changing those laws so that you can't know who the snitches are. You can't be confronted even by your accusers, because they're cutting down every aspect of due process.
Yeah, it's gone. This is, you know, I was thinking about it. You're talking about the homeless. Look how low America's gone. Look what Hollywood used to look like back in the day when America was the envy of the world. And now look at Hollywood. The streets are filled with homeless.
Yeah.
Look at Bourbon Street when it was jazz and really hot and happening. And now it's a rundown joint with homeless around there as well. Kansas City, one place after another. The soul of America's gone. And it's just getting worse and worse. Who would believe this would have happened?
That's right. That's right. You know, there's one high point here. And you pointed out at the beginning, you said, we don't see any mass demonstrations against coronavirus here in the U.S. And you're right. There's not any organized demonstrations like that. Like, we had 10,000 people in London. We had 40,000 people in Berlin pushing against it. You had RFK Jr. speaking there in Berlin. But you know what we did have, Gerald, I talked about? 500,000 bikers went to Sturgis, small town of 9,000 people, and they celebrated their freedom. And you know, every Sunday, we've got at least one pastor and some others, John MacArthur, with a church of 7,000 to 9,000 people. Think about that. That's like this rally in London. 7,000 to 9,000 people a week are meeting without any social distancing, without any masks. They're very close together. They're singing, which the governor Newsom does not want them to do. Every week, they are taunting the city of Los Angeles, and the city of Los Angeles can't handle it. So that's really the best way. The best way that we can protest against this is not necessarily getting together in a big rally, although that is called for. But the best way we can protest against this is to go about our daily lives. Go to your motorcycle rally. Go to church. Go about your basic life and ignore these people. Civil disobedience, I think, is the best approach.
I agree. And again, look what happened when they had that motorcycle rally. All the people that were going to die from the virus. Let's go back to when Trump accepted the nomination, and all the people were sitting out in the White House lawn. They weren't wearing masks.
Yep.
No, they all died.
And
you know, when I had the Occupy Peace rally and Unite for Freedom rally up here with Judge Napolitano, we had about 250 people. We all died from the virus. This is a recording, folks. I'm not really here because the newspapers came out here, the Kingston Freeman, and everybody else attacked me for doing this.
That's right.
And the virus cases were going to spike. They actually went down.
Hey, you know, the interesting thing, too, Gerald, is going back. You talk about the White House lawn. I mean, go back to CPAC. Remember that? Oh, well, you got some. And the left was rejoicing all these conservatives are going to die. Nobody died. Nobody died. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Gerald Celente, trendsresearch.com, where you can find great samples of the great journal Trends Journal. Gerald Celente, we'll be right back.
We launched the Everyday Essential Special a week ago. It ends on Monday. That means you've got 4 days to take advantage of it while I'm cutting this ad. 8-pack Power Stack and X2 back in stock. 60% off, free shipping. Heart and Body Combo, Extendawise, Vasobeats, 50% off, free shipping. Survival Soul X2 by itself, back in stock, 50% off, free shipping. Ultimate Fish Roll, back in stock, 30% off, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 and X3 Combo, 50% off. Krill Oil, 17% off, free shipping. Take advantage of these sales and others with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products that changed my life. They got 98% reviews all over the internet. Check it out for yourselves, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. The only way you lose is not by taking action. And I want to explain that again. Your support of InfoWars has stood in defiance of George Soros, the globalist Hillary, and all these scumbags. So great job. You built what we've done. I salute you.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalist, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth. I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top
manufactures the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil. High quality wild caught salmon oil. Vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health. Supports optimal joint health. Supports optimal cognitive health. Supports immune function. Supports vascular health. Supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
The Democrats are just going more and more left.
Many positive about socialism, liking it more than capitalism.
Many of the ideas we fought for that were considered radical are now mainstream.
The radical left has taken over the Democratic Party, and Joe Biden is marching in lockstep with them. Biden and the far left are promising to crush middle-class families with trillions in new taxes.
If you elect me, your taxes are going to be raised, not cut.
Promising amnesty and health care for 11 million illegal immigrants.
Citizenship for 11 million undocumented folks.
Promising to shut down energy exploration, killing jobs and hurting America's economy.
I guarantee you, we're going to end fossil fuel.
In Joe Biden's America, the radical left get whatever they want, and you get to pay for it. They've already taken over Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. Don't let them take over America.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
The deception is here. We've been exposing it 171 days or actually before that. We told you what was happening with it. And now one thing leads to another. And we were talking about the best ways to push back against this. You've had 10,000 people this last weekend in a rally in London. But you know, that was on Sunday. Every Sunday, you've got at least one church, and there's now multiple churches that's starting to build. And we're talking to Gerald Slinty. You know, Gerald, it started with one church. But there's now several large churches that are doing this in California. And if you have 7 to 10,000 people every week getting together and nobody is getting sick, it really exposes a lie of this. And it's one of the reasons why they don't want people pushing back in Australia. I played the clip yesterday, yesterday morning. It went pretty viral yesterday. The story about the 28, 29-year-old young lady in Ballarat. It's a small town just outside of Melbourne, which has been ground zero for the tyranny in Australia. The police came there, and the very, very visceral, very moving footage of them handcuffing and bringing her to tears, dragging her out of the house, a pregnant woman. Why? Because she had a Facebook post about Freedom Day. Can't have any freedom in Australia. And I have this message from another listener in Australia that they're still planning on going ahead with the September 5th Freedom Day. However, there's a lot of talk about this event being crashed and ruined by Soros-funded Antifa. But earlier today, Gerald, I showed a picture of that same authoritarian police force that's so afraid of anybody meeting in public because everybody's going to die. That same police force rallied for Black Lives Matter and took the knee. So they're going to be harassed by Soros, Antifa, and by the Black Lives Matter cops right there in Victoria. And this is the place where the premier has taken $1 trillion from China for the Belt and Road Initiative. They're the only state in Australia to take that Chinese money. And that's what you get. You get the Chinese model, don't you, Gerald?
You nailed it perfectly. The Chinese model. Everybody wears a mask.
Yep.
Everybody gets tracked. Follows orders.
Mm-hmm.
You're under control of the government. You will not have any right to demonstrate.
That's right.
Look at one of our covers of the Trends Journal, another Anthony Frieda work of art, Tank Man 2.0.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. The Chinese way, you must obey. And that's what we have become. China is... China is taking over the world. China gave us the COVID virus, and now China's going to be the world's largest economy. Even if not by the numbers, it's going to be the richest. Because we're going deeper and deeper into debt. We're not getting out of this. And China's taking over. The business of America is war. The business of China is business. The 20th century was the American century. And now it's going to be the Chinese century as long as the Western governments keep doing what the Chinese people do. Well, the Chinese
and that's exactly what they're doing. I mean, when you look at Australia, they're under 23-hour a day lockdown. I mean, you can't get out of your house for more than 1 hour a day. I showed a video clip of a guy, surveillance footage, where he went to his curb to put his garbage in the garbage can, and zoom, the police show up and start harassing him. He's in his robe. This is my house. Here's my stuff. This is my house. And they wouldn't let him go.
In all defense of the Australian government, I mean, they have a good reason to do this. To date, there's 673 people that have died out of a population of 25.5 million.
At least
400 of those are from elder care homes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not real good at math, but let's subtract 400 at minimum from 630 something. And what are you left with? 230 something people?
Yeah.
March, April, May, June, July, August, 6 months, 25.5 million people. You got a couple of hundred dead. Oh yeah, remember that little clown boy? And then throwing it down to the ground?
Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
Should have gone viral. You know, the pregnant woman crying because there's audio on it. This one should have gone viral. I got this clip. I've got another one where the guy pounced
on the woman on the ground.
Yeah.
Look at
that's Australia.
I like to punch that little boy out. Look at these guys.
Look
what they're doing.
Look at this army here. Guys on horseback,
Chinese,
and they forced
the
mask
over
on this guy. Yeah.
The Chinese have taken over.
That's right.
It was the cover of our magazine. We didn't put it there for any other reason than to show you what's going on.
That's right. That's right. Yep. You can't go out in public spaces. You can't travel unless they say so. You're tracked everywhere you go. All of this is the Chinese model. All of this.
Yep.
Well, the other part that's coming is the vaccine agenda. And we have every aspect of our government, just like the Trump White House has embraced all the radical proposals of the left, you know, from universal basic income to rent moratorium to red flag suggestions. You just got to take the gun and do the due process later. They got to get the shot, and they're producing the vaccine. And they say that they're going to be rushing this out by the millions by November the 1st. Your comments.
They're going to try to force us to get it. You'll have no right to not to do it. They'll make up laws, regulations, not laws. You want your passport? You can't get it unless you get vaccinated. You want your driver's license? You can't get it unless you get vaccinated. And you're a conspiracy theorist if you don't believe it, and you're not going to have any social media. You'll be banned from everywhere. And the people are so brainwashed. And you look at the numbers coming out around the world about the people willing to get vaccinated, and they're astoundingly high. Oh, and by the way, I just want to make one other point about Australia. The death rate in Australia is 0.0027%.
I just read a letter signed by a bunch of doctors. They had a bunch of doctors, like the White Coat Summit here, put together a letter. They said 73% of the deaths were out of nursing homes and so forth. And they said, this is not a rational thing that you're doing here. You can't defend this medically. You can't defend it scientifically.
No.
You can't tell
no.
me that I got to wear a mask for 5 seconds to sit at a table in a restaurant, but then I can sit there for hours while I wait for my food, eat my food, and then talk afterwards without a mask. And this is somehow scientific or medical? Come on.
Oh, and then you can't stand up. You got to put the mask back on. Because you see, you're not that science, David, because science proves that when you're sitting down and eating, the virus doesn't come there. But when you stand up, that virus hits you. I mean, these are scientific facts. And
I've said before, we're going to have pointy shoes to maintain we got social distancing. I'm expecting Fauci to do that next. You know, each foot, you're going to have 3 foot long pointy toes like an elf, right?
Yeah. But if you're in Europe, it only has to be 1 foot. 3 feet.
Okay. Well, that's great. And then we got the cone of shame there in Maine. The governor mandated the cone of shame. I mean, this is just, it's absurd, but it's absurd that we're letting them do this to us. And again, we have to push back against this.
We're fighting, and I tell everybody, support InfoWars. Buy the products they have. Keep the truth alive. If we don't unite for peace and to restore freedom, we're going to be living hell on earth. It's already happening to us. They suck the joy out of life.
That's right.
Oh, you're down
I'm so upset that the politicians have not done anything to rein in these bureaucrats. They just let them run free. And they want that because they don't want the responsibility. They don't want the challenge to due process in the Constitution. So they push the bureaucrats out. They push the corporations to do this. But really, we have to be the ones to not just get upset about the politicians who are sitting back and letting this happen. We're sitting back and letting this happen by not resisting it.
That's right. And we're fighting it. Again, I held a rally and I'm going to hold more. And again, support InfoWars, subscribe to the Trends Journal. We have to unite. If we don't unite and fight, we're going to be living hell on earth. It's already happening to us. Look, I was talking to one of the fellows before I got on the air about reading this article in the Wall Street Journal about how the music scene is dead in Austin. Dead. It was the music capital of America. And now it's dead.
That's right.
All the craftspeople, none of the fairs are going on anymore. None of the artists selling their things. It's dead. They are destroying our lives. And they have, this is America, the land of freedom, the home of the brave, the land of the free, and you better get brave.
And I'll tell you a good example of this before we go to break. In Denver, there's a speedway, Bandimere Speedway, just outside of Denver. And they were told they can't have it. So they held a giant rally there in the county. They said you can't have more than 175 people without government approval from the county health department. So they had 5,500 people there along with a state representative. And both that business and the representative are also suing them in a lawsuit. So you show up, you have your events, you defy them to arrest you. Thank you so much. Gerald Celente, again, trendsresearch.com. You can find Trends Journal. You can find Gerald on Twitter at Gerald Celente. Thank you, Gerald. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. And thanks for all that you do. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Stay free.